happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Theaters.org.
If your roof's off the leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Dush Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2471. You can listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. Hey, I hope you guys are having a great weekend. If you are planning a project for this weekend and need some help, that would be a great topic to reach out to us for. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. So if you've got a project you want to get done, need help solving a problem, you got a decorating dilemma, whatever you want to get done in and around your house, we can probably offer a solution that will move the project along. If you help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's episode, winter can be very rough on roofs, and it's a good time to plan for repair, rejuvenation, or replacements. We're going to tell you what those options are and how you know when to make that call.
And if you're in the market for a new appliance, you might be surprised to find out which brands ranked the most reliable and which ranked the least. We're going to share the results of Consumer Reports' latest reliability rankings.
And if you're finding you need more storage room in your house, your attic might be an option, but only if it's got a solid floor. So we're going to share tips on the best way to add floor space without impacting your home's structure or its energy efficiency.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and that your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back that lead. Plus, we are also giving away the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit to one listener drawn at random. With this kit, you can add a smooth-as-glass granite surface right over your old countertop.
So reach out to us right now with your questions. The number again is 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jill in Washington's on the line with a question about a foundation. What's going on in your money pit?
We're having a small house built up here in the great, beautiful state of Washington, and the builder is recommending a double set of, how do I say it, for drainage. He wants to really be sure that the drainage all is tight-lined. One system will be tight-lined that joins with the downspouts from the roof, and then the other is kind of like a perforated long 200-foot piece of hose with a sleeve over it. Do you recommend both of those? Is that overkill, or how would you do it?
So we're talking about surface drainage here, or we're talking about gutter drainage, or both? These sounds like, from your description, that these are all running away from the house. Is that right?
Yes. He wants it around the, they've simply just finished the foundation and are about to do the backfill, before they do the backfill, they want two drainage systems put in place. One is a hard, I'm not sure of the correct terminology, it's a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, one's for the downspouts and one's for the foundation, is that correct?
Correct. Exactly.
No, I mean, I think he's doing it right, and those steps will help. The one really important thing is that when he's done with this, is not only do those downspouts have to be extended away from the house, but you want to make sure that that finished grade also has a pitch that drops at least about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, because with new construction, you'll get a lot of settlement, and you got to have good pitch. But if you have downspouts that are extended out away from the house and you have good pitch, you'll never have to worry about a water infiltration problem. And I also don't suspect that those additional foundation drains will really come into use much, if at all. But since it's all fully open right now, there's no harm in doing that.
Okay. So it's just bite the bullet and just put both systems in.
Yeah. Now, have they put the gutters in yet?
Oh, no. The house isn't even built yet. No.
Okay. So here's a good tip. Most builders are going to put in what's called a 4-inch K-style gutter. That's a standard gutter. Opt for the next size up. It's a 6-inch gutter for two reasons. Number one, it holds more runoff from your roof. It doesn't get overwhelmed. And number two, it doesn't clog as easily because the downspouts are much bigger.
I see. What a great tip.
Okay. And they're not that much more expensive either.
Great. Well, you know what? When we get to that point, I'm going to call the show back and because it always rains up here, and I will let you know that we took your grand advice and how it all came out.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that brand new home.
Thank you so much.
Building a new money pit.
Building something new that will become a money pit.
That's right. As beautiful and luxurious as these homes are, we know that everybody's house becomes a money pit sooner or later. And so that's why we're in the money pit prevention business.
All right, next up, we've got Randall on the line joining us here at the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Got a condo. The condominium complex was built in probably the early 60s to the mid-60s. I did a recent renovation of the entire complex, and when they completed the plumbing process in my bathroom, after they finished everything, they put new faucets, new tub shower combo, and now whenever you turn on any of the water faucets, there's a rusty brown color that comes from the faucet, and only comes out for about 3 to 5 seconds, and then it clears immediately and goes away. But I never had this problem ever before prior to doing the renovation, and I don't have it in any of the other rooms except for the master bedroom that is kind of connected to the same pipes. So I'm just wondering if my plumber had put in the wrong piping to go into the fixtures, or if it's rust that's built up in the old pipes since it's such an older complex.
Anything is possible. It's kind of hard to diagnose why that's happening, but I'll tell you where the solution lies, and it's not that complicated of a project, and that's at the main water line when it comes into the unit. What I would do is I would put a whole house water filter right there. They're not terribly expensive. You do have to turn off the main water line, and this is a plumbing job, so you'd have to hire a plumber for it to cut in the filter. But the filters can last anywhere from 3 months to a year or more, depending on which, you know, type of system you buy. And the filter at that level is designed to take out the bigger particulates like rust. You know, it can improve taste, but it's mostly designed to take out particulates. So if you put it there, no matter where it's coming from, that will pull it out.
Now, let me ask a question, because I was told possibly that I need to flush my hot water heater.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but frankly, I don't really see the need to do hot water heater flushing unless you have really hard water. I don't think you can't really hurt it by doing it. But I will tell you, sometimes when you do flush the water heater, you will find that the valve at the bottom, you can open it, but then it becomes hard to close. It doesn't close all the way. You also have to release the pressure relief valve on the side, and that also can get kind of clogged with debris, and sometimes it doesn't close all the way. So if you do take on that project, keep in mind that you might end up having to do more than you counted on, because what you would do is turn the water valves off to it at the top, and then you would open up the hose at the bottom. You would probably have a rubber hose connected to that, by the way, going to a sink, and you would have to pull open the tab on the pressure relief valve on the side to let air into the tank. Otherwise, it won't drain. So,
okay.
I mean, it's possible that you can do that. But I'm very cautious about that because I know from experience that sometimes when you mess with those valves that haven't been opened or touched in years, they don't always go back.
Right, right. Okay. All right, great. I really appreciate Cheryl's comments and help, and I'll lean maybe towards the filter system like you were discussing, and I'll go from there.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Hope you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving and you're kicking off the holiday season doing all of the things you love with the people you love. Coming up this hour, is your roof ready for replacement? We're going to share how to know if your roof's got to go next.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluidmaster. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluidmaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you are listening to the Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
If you guys reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, you'll get two things. One, you'll get the answer to your home improvement or decor question. And two, you might just get a chance to win the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. This is a new DIY kit from Deich Coatings and allows homeowners to add a smooth as glass granite surface
over countertops, tables, vanities, you name it. It's a real stone resurfacing system. It looks and performs just like real granite. The kits retail for $149 or $229, depending on whether you want to cover 20 or 40 square feet. They're available online with free shipping at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DiceCoatings.com. We've got one of the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kits going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Catherine's on the line and needs some help, potentially with a holiday gift. What's going on?
My daughter has a white marble countertop that is very badly stained. I wonder if that product you were just talking about, if it is something that can go over existing stained marble. If it is, that might be what they get for Christmas.
Yeah, you're talking about Dice Coatings product. It's called Marble Dream, and it's a marble resurfacing kit. Now, Dice does tell us that the product will work over stone, so that's what you have there. It works over laminate, concrete, plywood, stone, pre-coated and solid surfaces. So I do think you could use the marble resurfacing kit on top of real marble that's completely worn out. And it's a pretty easy project to do. You can do it in a week, and you basically put on the Marble Dream base coats first, and you let that dry, and then you put a sealant on top of that, and you're pretty much good to go. Not terribly expensive either. So check that out at DaichCoatings.com. It's DaichCoatings.com. And, yes, I think it would be great under the holiday tree as well.
I was going to say, that makes a pretty good gift. Now, if you were going to give the gift and do the project, that's an even better gift.
That'd be a better gift. Well, now that we are in the roughest weather season of the year, it's a good time to plan for roof repair, rejuvenation, or a replacement that might be needed to be done to keep your home nice and dry. But what is the smartest way to go? Repair, replace, or rejuvenate?
Well, first of all, you've got to evaluate the wear and tear situation of your roof. Now, roof shingles are made from a glass fiber that's covered with an asphalt coating. And as the sun heats that roof, the asphalt dries out. So you got to check the roof for signs of wear and tear, like worn spots, cracked shingles, curled shingles, or even just missing shingles.
Now, if your roof is leaking, the first thing to check is the roof flashing. That could be the only cause of your leak. Now, if flashing is loose or it's deteriorated, it's probably responsible for most of those roof leaks. So you really need to check that out first, because that's actually not a terrible thing to have to fix.
Now, if you do need to replace your roof and have a single layer of shingles, you can usually add one additional layer of shingles right on top to give you a total of two layers, but we really don't recommend this. And here's why. A second roof layer, it's not going to cool as well in those hot summer months, and that will help it wear out a lot quicker than those single layer roofs would. Now, if you've got a worn section and maybe it's just limited to a kind of small area, you can repair it, but if the entire roof is looking this way, you really have to start thinking about rejuvenation or simply replacing.
Now, if your roof is only moderately worn, rejuvenation is a great option. Now, one of our longtime sponsors, RoofMax, does this. They developed a process where your roof is treated with a plant-based food-grade non-toxic oil, which can add 5 or more years of life to the roof. It's a safe, easy, proven, and very affordable alternative that can be done at a fraction of the cost of a roof replacement. We did this to a house my mom was moving out of in Florida, and, man, it worked great. Got the house sold and restored the roof for another 5 years.
Now, if you do need to replace your roof and you have a single layer of shingles up there, you can usually add an additional layer right on top for a total of 2 layers of shingles, but we really don't recommend doing this. And here's why. A second roof layer is going to make it not cool as well during those hot summer months, and then that causes those shingles to wear out a lot more quickly than a single layer of roofing would.
Now, speaking of overheating, if you do need a new roof, make sure you improve your roof ventilation at the same time, because cool attics will help keep the roof cooler, and the cool roofs are just going to last a lot longer.
Heading over to Delaware, where Rosalind is on the line about a marble question. What's going on?
Yes, I'm Gary. I'm Rosalind's husband.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Yes. Hi, Gary. How can we help you?
Yes, we have a question. We bought a marble table, and we didn't know that it needed to be sealed. How do we go about doing that?
Gary, are you calling because you've stained it, and now you're sort of stuck and want to, like, work backwards, or you're just preemptively doing some work?
We had stained it. We got the stain out, but we didn't know that it needed to be sealed.
And is it a new marble table, or is it sort of like an older piece that's maybe lost its surface finish over time?
No, it's new.
Brand new. So now there's a couple of different kinds. You may have a honed piece of marble, which doesn't have any polish on it at all, and it's meant to sort of have that like chalky, unfinished look to it. And then there's a, you know, a more high polished finish that looks like it has a glaze to it where it's like shiny. Now there's a couple of different ways to achieve that. There are professional products that you can get at your local, you know, a place where you might get granite or marble countertops, and they have a sealant. Sometimes it's better if they do it. I know when you have marble or granite countertops, they should be reapplying that glaze every 3 to 5 years. If it's a lighter color, it should be more often. But with a piece like that, you might be able to just get away with some marble polish, which will give you a shine and give you a bit of a more protective surface on there. But there really doesn't seem to be a homeowner type of glaze that you can get to apply, because it is truly like a mixed different bunch of parts that are meant to be applied, you know, very systematically, very carefully.
Okay, so now I can get that at a local home goods store or something like that?
Yeah, I would definitely get a marble polish and, you know, follow the directions and apply that, you know, exactly the way you're told. And that'll give you a nice sheen on it and make it much more durable. If you want something that's much more shiny and really meant to coat and protect the surface, I would head on over to, you know, a local vendor near you that does marble and granite countertops and ask them for a product. They might have something that's DIY, or they might be willing to take the piece and coat it for you. You know, since it's a small table, it shouldn't be much of a charge.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right. Thank you.
I love that Rosalind's putting up her husband, Gary, to make the call.
Get on the phone, Gary.
She's like, talk to these people because you're going to have to fix this.
Now we've got Rob in Maryland on the line with a building with a dirt floor, and he needs some help with it. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I have an 18-foot diameter round space outside. It's a little hut, and I have a dirt floor. And I just want to see if there's some type of a concrete that I can just pour down there or pour on it, and it'll just find its own level.
Well, I mean, concrete to some extent finds its own level. You have access to this space, right? Is there any reason you can't float it out?
Yeah, there's. It's easy to do.
So then what you're going to want to do is a couple of things. First of all, this is an unheated space?
Correct.
All right, so what you want to do is you would want to make sure that the dirt is solidly tamped down, right? And then you're going to add concrete to that to a thickness of at least 4 inches, but maybe even 6, and then float the concrete. It takes a little skill. You're going to have to do some research on how to do this, but essentially when the concrete comes off the truck, there's stone that's embedded in it. And as you spread it out with a shovel and a rake, you sort of float it. You shake it with a float, a trowel. It's like a big trowel. And then the stones sink to the bottom of the concrete, and sort of the cream comes to the top, and that's what gives you that nice finish. And you'll sort of work the concrete smooth and then work your way out the door. So I think it's as simple as putting in a concrete slab floor.
Is there anything like a dust cover?
Yeah, I mean, there's plastic dust covers and things like that. But, I mean, you want a floor that you can actually use. So the concrete is the best way to go.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you could probably do something with brick pavers, but it would be a lot of work because you'd have to cut all those round edges.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. If you are in the market for gifting yourself a new appliance, you might be surprised to find out which brands ranked the most reliable and which ranked the least. We're going to share the results of Consumer Reports' latest reliability rankings when the Money Pit returns.
YSL Beauty is bringing together experts from around the world to host a live stream during the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. A shocking 4 women are killed by their partner or ex-partner every single day in the US. Here's Julia Love, founder of the Abuse Is Not Love program, on what to expect from the stream and to explain the global call to action on healthy relationship education in our schools.
Research shows that young people often lack education on what an abusive or healthy relationship looks like, and those aged 16 to 24 are disproportionately affected by IPV. On this live stream, we'll be discussing the warning signs of abuse and how to better seek or offer help. Abuse in relationships is a global issue that requires a collective approach. So this is also a call to action to start implementing healthy relationship education everywhere and preventing intimate partner violence before it starts. To find out more, tune into the live stream chat on November 29th at 10 a.m. EST on the YSL Beauty YouTube channel.
owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Katherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grimsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these Pro Arts businesses.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and post your question by clicking the blue microphone button.
Lynn in Arkansas is online and needs some help with the chimney. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a 1980s brick fireplace. It is surrounded by library paneling, so the brick surface area is just the hearth and a row of bricks on either side of the fireplace and perhaps two rows of bricks above the fireplace until it meets the mantle and then library paneling from there up. I want to give it a facade, and I thought about stuccoing it or plaster of Paris or perhaps tiling it. I want to attempt to do this myself, and I didn't know if I was overstepping my boundaries.
Leslie, I think the tiling is kind of a cool idea because that would be very attractive on a fireplace. I like that a lot better than stuccoing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even like, outside of tiling, you can face it with marble or a granite, mm-hmm. and that can really look beautiful, and you can do that in a fuller sheet. They almost do it in three pieces, and that looks stunning. You can also do it in a faux stone, so it looks like a ledge stone or a river rock. You know, that really gives it some characteristic. I mean, it's gorgeous that way.
Could this go directly on top of the brick, or would I need to prep the brick? I imagine I would need to seal the brick grout lines to make it a smooth finish. Perhaps
no, because the well, I mean, the tile could pretty much go over that.
Right, and you're
adhesive.
It
might be a little tricky. Yeah, you would adhere it right to the brick. It might be a little tricky on the grout, but I don't think you have to put any kind of sheathing over it or anything like that.
Okay,
I mean,
cool. Very
I
good.
Wouldn't. I think your adhesive is going to be enough. The only instance is if you had, like, a super uneven surface. Like, I had mm-hmm. a very old fireplace that the surface was... It almost was like a coral, but it was like this old cement stucco that looked like coral that was all uneven. And I put, you know, a cement board over that just to give me a level playing field. But if you've got an even surface, I think that's the way to go.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to try this.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when you're shopping for appliances, one thing most consumers are looking for above all else is whether that brand is reliable. Now, Consumer Reports can help you determine that with their 6th annual appliance brand reliability rankings. Now, the rankings, which are based on survey data from over 400,000 appliances purchased over the last 10 years, assesses the dependability of various appliance brands, including refrigerators, dishwashers, microwaves, ranges, cooktops, wall ovens, washing machines, and dryers. I mean, they've really covered everything.
This is such valuable information. So if you're in the market for a new appliance, these rankings are definitely worth reviewing, and they're available at consumerreports.org. And you might be surprised at what you learn. For example, Speed Queen, which is traditionally known for making the commercial machines that we see in laundromats, re-entered the residential market a few years back and now ranks number one in reliability for washers and dryers. That's actually in the last two rankings they did, Speed Queen was number one for reliability. So that's pretty impressive.
And, you know, that's what I bought myself just last year.
Good choice.
I mean, it's great. It works very efficiently. It cleans everything wonderfully. I've had no issues, so I'm very, very happy with that purchase. Now, here's another surprise that we learned. Viking, known for their high-end ranges and classic styling and premium price. I mean, they can be pricey. They've been identified as the least reliable appliance brand, which is super surprising.
Yeah, and very sad for such a classic appliance like a Viking. So you got to do your homework, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Glenn, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling to find out. I was looking to purchase used a propane heat stove for the house to replace my wood stove. And my question is, I live in town in a home now that has natural gas. And I'm wondering if a propane stove could work in a natural gas environment.
Not unless it has a new burner put into it, because the burners are different for propane and for natural gas, Glenn. So you can't just use one in place of the other. You have to have a different burner because the orifice, the size of the holes where the gas comes out, is different.
Oh, okay. Now I know I've had experience in taking something that's natural gas and converting it. I would guess then you would make it smaller.
Same idea, yeah. And you have to have the right parts to do that.
Okay, so it sounds like probably more than a project and probably more expensive than I would want to tackle.
Probably, yeah. You might be just want to pick up a new stove. By the time you get the parts for it, you'll probably be halfway there, and this way you'll be starting clean. Okay.
Well, thank you for letting me know that, and I really appreciate your help. I enjoy listening to the show.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit on your holiday weekend. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you're finding that you need more storage room in your house, your attic could be an option, but only if it has a solid floor. We're going to share some tips on the best way to add attic floor space without impacting your home's structure or insulation when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
DimeTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Got some home improvement questions on your holiday wish list, but you're like, who should I ask? Santa? I don't know. Who's going to help me? Guys, The Money Pit. We're here to help you out. So whatever it is that you are working on, definitely reach out to Team Money Pit.
Yeah, you can follow The Money Pit podcast also at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll find us on Apple. You'll find us on Spotify. Pretty much everywhere you have podcast platforms, we are there. Or you can just go to moneypit.com/podcast, and we'll walk you through the process.
We've got a great reason for you to reach out to Team Money Pit as well. Up for grabs is the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. I mean, if you're looking for a project to make your house look amazing this holiday season before the rest of your guests arrive, it's a DIY kit that can help you transform any sort of countertop, tabletop, vanity top from your normal surface there to something that looks like a true granite surface. I mean, it is a real stone resurfacing system. It's super simple to apply. It rolls on, comes in 6 colors, including a beautiful new silver ice white. Now, this kit retails for $149 or $229, depending on how much space you want to cover. You can check it out at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com.
Yep, it's available with free shipping. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit is also going out to one listener drawn at random. If you'd like to receive it, make that you and call us with your questions. You might just be the lucky winner. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you'd like to pick up some storage space, flooring your attic could be a great option, but you have to do it cautiously. Because doing so the wrong way means that you could weaken the structure of your home, squash your insulation, or find yourself with one foot planted firmly through the sheetrock in the ceiling below. Very Christmas vacation, sort of half in one floor, in the other. Now, the key here to installing a successful attic flooring project is to complete the project without damaging the roof or the floor structure or weakening the existing attic insulation. First of all, you need to know what kind of roof structure you have. Is it made from trusses or from conventional lumber?
Now, if the roof structure was designed with prefabricated trusses, your attic was definitely not designed for storage. There is, however, a possible solution. If you keep the storage weight to a minimum, you may be able to build a storage platform above the insulation simply by attaching some horizontal supporting beams to the sides of the trusses. Now, even easier, you can use a prefabricated attic floor kit, which is specifically designed to raise the attic floor above the insulation. Now, if your home was built with standard conventional lumber, your risk of causing structural issues is less, but you still need to be sensible when you install that floor. The beams you would be installing the subflooring on are actually ceiling joists at the top of the ceiling joists from the floor below. And these are designed really to hold up a drywall ceiling, and they're usually not strong enough to support a floor loaded with your rusty barbell collection. So you got to use your head.
Yeah, and another thing that you want to think about is your home's energy efficiency, which almost always suffers when that attic is converted for storage. Since most attics need about 16 inches or more of insulation, the insulation is always thicker than the ceiling joists or trusses. And when you add that floor, it can cause that insulation to compress, and then it reduces the efficiency of the fiberglass insulation. So you really need to consider that as well.
Now, a good solution here is to add flooring to an area just around the attic door opening. And this way, you can pick up some storage without disturbing the insulation through the rest of the attic.
Gloria in Massachusetts on the line and needs some help keeping things quiet. What can we do for you?
I live in a condominium. There are three floors. I'm in the middle floor. The person over me has put wooden floors in throughout her condominium. I feel like I'm living in a bowling alley. She gets up at 5 o'clock every morning. She's a school teacher and leaves at 6. There's no way that I can sleep beyond 5.
Wow.
I called MIT looking for some kind of guidance. They said they don't know anything about soundproofing.
Interesting.
Well, that's a little shocking, but okay. but I wouldn't imagine that MIT usually takes, like, you know, tech support help calls like that, but we know a little bit about soundproofing, so I can give you a couple of ideas.
Great.
Now, because you're in a condominium, I guess you probably need to get permission to do this, but there is there's two ways to soundproof this ceiling that I can think of. So one of which is that, well, in both cases, you're going to have to add another layer of drywall on top of the one that's there now. And there's two ways to do this. There is a product called green glue, which is kind of like a silicone looking like greenish caulk. And you need an extraordinarily large amount of it. But basically you apply it to the ceiling and then the drywall gets put on top of that. And it creates sort of a damper that absorbs some of the sound. The easier way to do it is there is actually sound resistant drywall. One of them is called Quiet Rock. And it's sound deadening sort of built into the drywall sheet. You'll find that it's very heavy, but it's pretty effective. And that would be installed in a traditional way. Again, probably screwed right through into the current ceiling. And then, of course, you have to tape and spackle all the joints. But where most people miss an opportunity of soundproofing is around the fixtures that come through the ceiling or the walls, if that's the case.
I luckily have none.
You have none. So you have no lights or anything that comes through that ceiling. It's
no.
Just a plain flat ceiling. Well,
no.
Then it's pretty easy, you know, and you could probably have a general contractor do this or a carpenter do this for you, but you're going to have to re-drywall the ceiling with sound-resistant drywall like Quiet Rock, and you'll find that at Lowe's. There's another one that's called Quiet Fix, and there's one called Sound Break. And just keep in mind, though, that you're not going to completely silence those heels from your upstairs school teacher that gets up at 5 in the morning, but it will be a lot better.
if you install this properly. So I think the easiest thing to do would probably be to pick up at Lowe's since it's so readily available.
Okay.
And then have a contractor install it. And keep in mind
that.
you're going to have to you know, tape all of the seams
that
you normally would.
Paint the
ceiling between the walls and the ceiling. You may have to either tape that or use molding to cover that seam. So it's a bit of a project, and you're going to want to move all your furniture out while this goes on. But I think it'll make a big difference for you, especially since you're so sensitive to that sound. Maybe you'll get some better sleep that way.
Yeah, but make sure that your board approves everything. Whoever you've got to ask, make sure they're okay with it before you invest this.
I will do that. Thank you so very, very much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for spending your weekend with us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, Brandon needs help with an old house electrical problem. He wants to know how to convert two-prong outlets to three. That's next on the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Podcast.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Brandon wrote into Team Money Pit and would like to add three-prong outlets to his 1940s house. He says, I have a home that was built in the 40s, and all of my outlets are two-prong with no grounded wire. I was wondering, should I replace this receptacle with a three-prong outlet or ground it to the box, or is this something I should hire an electrician for?
Maybe. If there's no grounding wire in the outlet, you might be able to ground it to the metal electrical box that the outlet is in, but only if that is grounded. You need to use a voltage tester to determine this. And the other option is to install a GFCI in that outlet. Now, it won't be grounded, but it will detect any ground fault and shut off the power to the outlet. In either event, I do not recommend you do this yourself. It's a potentially tricky job. There's a lot of variables, and really it's one that you should use a licensed electrician for.
Definitely, especially because this, you know, has the risk of losing your life. So electricians are your great friends in these projects.
Yeah, there's that. Well, if your home feels small and you're planning to move, staging the home before potential buyers show up can definitely help create a positive first impression. But staging almost always involves getting rid of a lot of what made your home crowded in the first place. Leslie explains some tips to get through that process in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I can remember when I bought our home, geez, like 24 years ago, and it was just Ed and myself at that point. Within like 2 weeks, I remember my dad saying like, wow, you guys are really filled up this place. So, guys, you have to remember that what causes a lot of people to leave their homes is because they've become too small for them. So if your house is cluttered, if you've got too much furniture or knickknacks spilling out of every nook and cranny, it is not going to be very appealing to those potential buyers who are coming from an equally crowded space. Now, another common mistake sellers make is expecting that potential home buyers will share their personal sense of style and decor, and that's probably not going to happen, you guys. So if you happen to love huge antique armoires from the 1920s or crazy blue countertops or, you know, all kinds of very personalized things, try to change it to something more neutral. Get rid of the big stuff. I mean, you really want people to be able to imagine their own stuff in your space. You also want to keep in mind that potential buyers are very nosy by nature, and they will, and I'm telling you they will, open every cupboard and closet and inspect every nook and cranny of your house when they are touring. So you want to make sure that your staging efforts include emptying out those cupboards and closets so that they look spacious and inviting and say like, ooh, all your stuff is going to fit so nice in here. But don't pay attention to the 20 trash bags that were just here yesterday outside. I mean, seriously, you don't have to empty everything out completely, but think about 50% full should kind of be the limit. Now, for much of the same reasons, you want to limit wall decorations to fewer and larger pieces of artwork and include a few strategically placed mirrors because that does help expand the space and reflect a lot of the home's best assets. Now, once you've cleared out the space, it's okay to accessorize what's left, but kind of limit it to uncluttered groupings of kind of, you know, two or three items. I always go odd numbers. I don't know why. It's just a designer thing. So like three or five, depending on what it is, you guys. But when it comes to staging, remember, less is more. The less stuff you have, the more you will make on the sale.
Good point. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, winter weather can be especially hard on your home's plumbing system, especially if your pipes freeze and break. We're going to share easy ways to prevent a frozen plumbing pipe disaster on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6.05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A massive search continues for the man suspected of killing an insurance executive in New York.
Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny tells CNN video shows the gunman left the scene on a bicycle Wednesday morning. He later ditched the bike.
And then from there, we have him in a taxi cab, and the taxi cab takes him up to 178th Street and Broadway.
There is a bus terminal there.
We have video of him entering the Port Authority bus terminal. We don't have any video of him exiting, so we believe he may have gotten on a bus.
The terminal offers service to cities like Boston and Washington, D.C. The reason for the killing remains unknown. I'm Ed Donahue.
A $50,000 reward from the FBI is offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Also at townhall.com, political observer Ben Domenech says when it comes to artificial intelligence, the United States has fallen behind sharply.
We are seeing China, you know, really outpace us in recent years in ways that we don't fully understand yet. You know, certainly it's something we're all paying attention to, but it's something that can't be allowed to happen in such a critical time.
Domestic policy expert Matt Continetti says he wasn't surprised when President Biden pardoned his son so much as by the scope of that pardon.
He's not just pardoning Hunter for the crimes for which a jury found him guilty, the tax evasion crime and the gun charge. He's pardoning Hunter for all crimes he may have committed over a period of 11-some years.
Continetti says it raises questions about what President Biden may be trying to conceal about his own connection with Hunter's suspected influence-peddling activities over the years. Donald Trump in Paris attending the reopening of the iconic Notre-Dame Cathedral. The cathedral has reopened its doors for the first time since a devastating fire nearly destroyed the structure years ago. Also attending First Lady Jill Biden and Prince William, and had dozens of heads of states from around the world. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. New contracts.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A new Senate study finds 94% of federal employees work from home. Bob Agnew has the story.
According to the study, just 6% of federal workers do their jobs in an office full-time, and a third are fully remote. Government office buildings have an occupancy rate of just 12%, despite the fact the federal government spends $16 billion every year to operate them. Elon Musk, co-chair of incoming President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, has signaled federal workers should have to return to work in their government office buildings. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Agriculture Department has ordered testing of the nation's milk supply for bird flu to better monitor the spread of the virus in dairy cattle. Officials say raw or unpasteurized milk from dairy farms and processors nationwide must be tested on request starting December 16th. Testing will begin in six states: California, Colorado, Michigan, Mississippi, Oregon, and Pennsylvania. More news online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A member of the city government in Boston is in trouble, U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy.
Boston City Council member Tanya Fernandez Anderson was arrested on federal public corruption charges. These six felony charges stem from an alleged kickback scheme that she orchestrated to obtain several thousand dollars in taxpayer money in exchange for a bribe she paid to a staffer who gave her a very large bonus.
The indictment that was returned by a federal judge jury earlier this week. It was 83 years ago today when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, killing more than 2,300 American servicemen and launching the United States into World War II. Two survivors returned to Hawaii today for a remembrance ceremony. Each man was more than 100 years of age. When you log on to townhall.com, you'll find analysis, full stories, more headlines, and much more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron 60th Anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2333. 345 or 1-800-773-2345.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free. So call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom! I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide and online.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman and 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Ready? Go!
Okay, doctor.
Operation!
No, the most amazing care.
They changed my life.
Highest hospital for children! Yay!
Because people just like you, kids like me, can play in the game of life.
Thank you!
Go to loveshriners.org right away. Thank you!
This is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Well, I picked up a couple things, but mainly that it's important to take these small opportunities and create something huge out of them. So if you're like somebody who's at the bottom of the corporate ladder, it's important to really try to push yourself and keep going, just as Jonathan did. Like, that is incredible to me, and I really hope to do something just like that.
Yeah, I think you certainly got it, right? You know, starting at the bottom of an organization when you come in, there's no shame in that, and being able to set yourself apart from individuals there and do what it takes and what's asked of you goes a long way.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm gonna hate it.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is episode 2471. You can listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. Hey, I hope you guys are having a great weekend. If you are planning a project for this weekend and need some help, that would be a great topic to reach out to us for. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can go to moneypit.com/ask. So if you've got a project you want to get done, need help solving a problem, you got a decorating dilemma, whatever you want to get done in and around your house, we can probably offer a solution that will move the project along. If you help yourself first by reaching out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's episode, winter can be very rough on roofs, and it's a good time to plan for repair, rejuvenation, or replacements. We're going to tell you what those options are and how you know when to make that call.
And if you're in the market for a new appliance, you might be surprised to find out which brands ranked the most reliable and which ranked the least. We're going to share the results of Consumer Reports' latest reliability rankings.
And if you're finding you need more storage room in your house, your attic might be an option, but only if it's got a solid floor. So we're going to share tips on the best way to add floor space without impacting your home's structure or its energy efficiency.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and that your house is winning? Well, we are here to help you take back that lead. Plus, we are also giving away the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit to one listener drawn at random. With this kit, you can add a smooth-as-glass granite surface right over your old countertop.
So reach out to us right now with your questions. The number again is 888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Jill in Washington's on the line with a question about a foundation. What's going on in your money pit?
We're having a small house built up here in the great, beautiful state of Washington, and the builder is recommending a double set of, how do I say it, for drainage. He wants to really be sure that the drainage all is tight-lined. One system will be tight-lined that joins with the downspouts from the roof, and then the other is kind of like a perforated long 200-foot piece of hose with a sleeve over it. Do you recommend both of those? Is that overkill, or how would you do it?
So we're talking about surface drainage here, or we're talking about gutter drainage, or both? These sounds like, from your description, that these are all running away from the house. Is that right?
Yes. He wants it around the, they've simply just finished the foundation and are about to do the backfill. Before they do the backfill, they want two drainage systems put in place. One is a hard, I'm not sure of the correct terminology, it's a 4-inch pipe.
Yeah, one's for the downspouts and one's for the foundation, is that correct?
Correct. Exactly.
No, I mean, I think he's doing it right, and those steps will help. The one really important thing is that when he's done with this, is not only do those downspouts have to be extended away from the house, but you want to make sure that that finished grade also has a pitch that drops at least about 6 inches over the first 4 feet, because with new construction, you'll get a lot of settlement, and you got to have good pitch. But if you have downspouts that are extended out away from the house and you have good pitch, you'll never have to worry about a water infiltration problem. And I also don't suspect that those additional foundation drains will really come into use much, if at all. But since it's all fully open right now, there's no harm in doing that.
Okay. So it's just bite the bullet and just put both systems in.
Yeah. Now, have they put the gutters in yet?
Oh, no. The house isn't even built yet. No.
Okay.
So
here's a good tip. Most builders are going to put in what's called a 4-inch K-style gutter. That's a standard gutter. Opt for the next size up. It's a 6-inch gutter for two reasons. Number one, it holds more runoff from your roof. It doesn't get overwhelmed. And number two, it doesn't clog as easily because the downspouts are much bigger.
I see. What a great tip.
Okay. And they're not that much more expensive either.
Great. Well, you know what? When we get to that point, I'm going to call the show back and because it always rains up here, and I will let you know that we took your grand advice and how it all came out.
All right. Can't wait. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. Good luck with that brand new home.
Thank you so much.
Building a new Money Pit.
Building something new that will become a Money Pit.
That's right. As beautiful and luxurious as these homes are, we know that everybody's house becomes a Money Pit sooner or later. And so that's why we're in the Money Pit prevention business.
All right, next up we've got Randall on the line joining us here at the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Got a condo. The condominium complex was built in probably the early 60s to the mid-60s. I did a recent renovation of the entire complex, and when they completed the plumbing process in my bathroom, after they finished everything, they put new faucets, new tub shower combo, and now whenever you turn on any of the water faucets, there's a rusty brown color that comes from the faucet, and only comes out for about 3 to 5 seconds, and then it clears immediately and goes away. But I never had this problem ever before prior to doing the renovation, and I don't have it in any of the other rooms except for the master bedroom that is kind of connected to the same pipes. So I'm just wondering if my plumber had put in the wrong piping to go into the fixtures, or if it's rust that's built up in the old pipes since it's such an older complex.
Anything is possible. It's kind of hard to diagnose why that's happening, but I'll tell you where the solution lies, and it's not that complicated of a project, and that's at the main water line when it comes into the unit. what I would do is I would put a whole house water filter right there. They're not terribly expensive. You do have to turn off the main water line, and this is a plumbing job, so you'd have to hire a plumber for it to cut in the filter. But the filters can last anywhere from 3 months to a year or more, depending on which, you know, type of system you buy. And the filter at that level is designed to take out the bigger particulates like rust. You know, it can improve taste, but it's mostly designed to take out particulates. So if you put it there, no matter where it's coming from, that will pull it out.
Now, let me ask a question, because I was told possibly that I need to flush my hot water heater.
I mean, I guess it's possible, but frankly, I don't really see the need to do hot water heater flushing unless you have really hard water. I don't think you can't really hurt it by doing it. But I will tell you, sometimes when you do flush the water heater, you will find that the valve at the bottom, you can open it, but then it becomes hard to close. It doesn't close all the way. You also have to release the pressure relief valve on the side, and that also can get kind of clogged with debris, and sometimes it doesn't close all the way. So if you do take on that project, keep in mind that you might end up having to do more than you counted on, because what you would do is turn the water valves off to it at the top, and then you would open up the hose at the bottom. You would probably have a rubber hose connected to that, by the way, going to a sink, and you would have to pull open the tab on the pressure relief valve on the side to let air into the tank, otherwise it won't drain. So,
okay.
I mean, it's possible that you can do that, but I'm very cautious about that, because I know from experience that sometimes when you mess with those valves that haven't been opened or touched in years, they don't always go back.
Right, right. Okay. All right, great. I really appreciate Cheryl's comments and help, and I'll lean maybe towards the filter system like you were discussing, and I'll go from there.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Hope you have had a wonderful Thanksgiving and you're kicking off the holiday season doing all of the things you love with the people you love. Coming up this hour, is your roof ready for replacement? We're going to share how to know if your roof's got to go next.
Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. But that doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails. An $859 value. I got a RoofMax treatment for my mom's house and saw it in action. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete 1-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you are listening to The Money Pit, where we make DIY doable. So whether you're doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
If you guys reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, you'll get two things. One, you'll get the answer to your home improvement or decor question. And two, you might just get a chance to win the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. This is a new DIY kit from Deich Coatings and allows homeowners to add a smooth as glass granite surface over countertops, tables, vanities, you name it. It's a real stone resurfacing system. It looks and performs just like real granite. The kits retail for $149 or $229, depending on whether you want to cover 20 or 40 square feet. They're available online with free shipping at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. We've got one of the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kits going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Catherine's on the line and needs some help, particularly with a holiday gift. What's going on?
My daughter has a white marble countertop that is very badly stained. I wonder if that product you were just talking about, if it is something that can go over existing stained marble. If it is, that might be what they get for Christmas.
Yeah, you're talking about Deich Coatings product. It's called Marble Dream, and it's a marble resurfacing kit. Now, Deich does tell us that the product will work over stone. So that's what you have there. It works over laminate, concrete, plywood, stone, pre-coated and solid surfaces. So I do think you could use the marble resurfacing kit on top of real marble that's completely worn out. And it's a pretty easy project to do. You can do it in a week, and you basically put on the Marble Dream base coats first, and you let that dry, and then you put a sealant on top of that, and you're pretty much good to go. Not terribly expensive either. So check that out at DeichCoatings.com. It's DeichCoatings.com. And, yes, I think it would be great under the holiday tree as well.
I was going to say, that makes a pretty good gift. Now, if you were going to give the gift and do the project, that's an even better gift.
That'd be a better gift. Well, now that we are in the roughest weather season of the year, it's a good time to plan for roof repair, rejuvenation, or a replacement that might be needed to be done to keep your home nice and dry. But what is the smartest way to go? Repair, replace, or rejuvenate?
Well, first of all, you've got to evaluate the wear and tear situation of your roof. Now, roof shingles are made from a glass fiber that's covered with an asphalt coating. And as the sun heats that roof, the asphalt dries out. So you got to check the roof for signs of wear and tear, like worn spots, cracked shingles, curled shingles, or even just missing shingles.
Now, if your roof is leaking, the first thing to check is the roof flashing. That could be the only cause of your leak. Now, if flashing is loose or it's deteriorated, it's probably responsible for most of those roof leaks. So you really need to check that out first, because that's actually not a terrible thing to have to fix.
Now, if you do need to replace your roof and have a single layer of shingles, you can usually add one additional layer of shingles right on top to give you a total of two layers, but we really don't recommend this. And here's why. A second roof layer, it's not going to cool as well in those hot summer months, and that will help it wear out a lot quicker than those single layer roofs would. Now, if you've got a worn section and maybe it's just limited to a kind of small area, you can repair it. But if the entire roof is looking this way, you really have to start thinking about rejuvenation or simply replacing.
Now, if your roof is only moderately worn, rejuvenation is a great option. Now, one of our longtime sponsors, RoofMax, does this. They developed a process where your roof is treated with a plant-based food-grade non-toxic oil, which can add 5 or more years of life to the roof. It's a safe, easy, proven, and very affordable alternative that can be done at a fraction of the cost of a roof replacement. We did this to a house my mom was moving out of in Florida, and man, it worked great. Got the house sold and restored the roof for another 5 years.
Now, if you do need to replace your roof and you have a single layer of shingles up there, you can usually add an additional layer right on top for a total of 2 layers of shingles, but we really don't recommend doing this. And here's why. A second roof layer is going to make it not cool as well during those hot summer months, and then that causes those shingles to wear out a lot more quickly than a single layer of roofing would.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for the freshest top shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
the bottom of the concrete, and sort of the cream comes to the top, and that's what gives you that nice finish. And you'll sort of work the concrete smooth and then work your way out the door. So I think it's as simple as putting in a concrete slab floor.
So anything like a dust cover?
Yeah, I mean, you can. There's plastic dust covers and things like that, but, I mean, you want a floor that you could actually use. So the concrete is the best way to go.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you could probably do something with brick pavers, but it'd be a lot of work because you'd have to cut all those round edges.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy holidays, everybody. If you are in the market for gifting yourself a new appliance, you might be surprised to find out which brands ranked the most reliable and which ranked the least. We're going to share the results of Consumer Reports' latest reliability rankings when the Money Pit returns. 888 Money Pit.
YSL Beauty is bringing together experts from around the world to host a live stream during the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. A shocking 4 women are killed by their partner or ex-partner every single day in the US. Here's Julia Love, founder of the Abuse Is Not Love program, on what to expect from the stream and to explain the global call to action on healthy relationship education in our schools.
Research shows that young people often lack education on what an abusive or a healthy relationship looks like, and those aged 16 to 24 are disproportionately affected by IPV. On this live stream, we'll be discussing the warning signs of abuse and how to better seek or offer help. Abuse in relationships is a global issue that requires a collective approach. So this is also a call to action to start implementing healthy relationship education everywhere and preventing intimate partner violence before it starts. To find out more, tune into the live stream chat on November 29th at 10 a.m. EST on the YSL Beauty YouTube channel.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
From Tucson, Arizona, Esperanza and Escalante hosted their first veteran resource fair to help the community. They're a nonprofit that provides transitional housing and other resources to veterans who are in need of assistance. I've been here since July. It helps keep me off the streets, said Benny Howell, a resident and an Army veteran. I appreciate them helping me out so I can get my own place with my dog, hopefully soon. The nonprofit also offers social rehabilitation, assistance with VA programs, and with disability income if applicable.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A storm is brewing in Washington, D.C. Can President Trump avoid the pitfalls of all two-term presidents? And what's the secret behind 2026? We've got the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask and post your question by clicking the blue microphone button.
Lynn in Arkansas is online and needs some help with the chimney. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a 1980s brick fireplace. It is surrounded by library paneling, so the brick surface area is just the hearth and a row of bricks on either side of the fireplace and perhaps two rows of bricks above the fireplace until it meets the mantle and then library paneling from there up. I want to give it a facade, and I thought about stuccoing it or plaster of Paris or perhaps tiling it. I want to attempt to do this myself, and I didn't know if I was overstepping my boundaries.
Leslie, I think the tiling is kind of a cool idea because that would be very attractive on a fireplace. I like that a lot better than stuccoing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even like outside of tiling, you can face it with marble or a granite, and that can really look beautiful, and you can do that in a fuller sheet. They almost do it in three pieces, and that looks stunning. You can also do it in a faux stone, so it looks like a ledge stone or a river rock. You know, that really gives it some characteristic. I mean, it's gorgeous that way.
Could this go directly on top of the brick, or would I need to prep the brick? I imagine I would need to seal the brick grout lines to make it a smooth finish, perhaps.
No, because the well, I mean, the tile could pretty much go over that.
Right, and you're adhesive.
It might be a little tricky. Yeah, you would adhere it right to the brick. It might be a little tricky on the grout, but I don't think you have to put any kind of sheathing over it or anything like that.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
I wouldn't. I think your adhesive is going to be enough. The only instance is if you had, like, a super uneven surface. Like, I had a very old fireplace that the surface was, it almost was like a coral, but it was like this old cement stucco that looked like coral that was all uneven. And I put, you know, a cement board over that just to give me a level playing field. But if you've got an even surface, I think that's the way to go.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to try this.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when you're shopping for appliances, one thing most consumers are looking for above all else is whether that brand is reliable. Now, Consumer Reports can help you determine that with their 6th annual appliance brand reliability rankings. Now, the rankings, which are based on survey data from over 400,000 appliances purchased over the last 10 years, assesses the dependability of various appliance brands, including refrigerators, dishwashers, microwaves, ranges, cooktops, wall ovens, washing machines, and dryers. I mean, they've really covered everything.
This is such valuable information. So if you're in the market for a new appliance, these rankings are definitely worth reviewing, and they're available at consumerreports.org. And you might be surprised at what you learn. For example, Speed Queen, which is traditionally known for making the commercial machines that we see in laundromats, re-entered the residential market a few years back and now ranks number one in reliability for washers and dryers. That's actually over the last 2 years, the last two rankings they did, Speed Queen was number one for reliability. So that's pretty impressive.
And you know, that's what I bought myself just last year.
Good choice.
I mean, it's great. It works very efficiently. It cleans everything wonderfully. I've had no issues, so I'm very, very happy with that purchase. Now, here's another surprise that we learned. Viking, known for their high-end ranges and classic styling and premium price. I mean, they can be pricey. They've been identified as the least reliable appliance brand, which is super surprising.
Yeah, and very sad for such a classic appliance like a Viking. So you got to do your homework, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Glenn, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi. I was calling to find out. I was looking to purchase used a propane heat stove for the house to replace my wood stove. And my question is, I live in town in a home now that has natural gas, and I'm wondering if a propane stove could work in a natural gas environment.
Not unless it has a new burner put into it, because the burners are different for propane and for natural gas, Glenn. So you can't just use one in place of the other. You have to have a different burner, because the orifice, the size of the holes where the gas comes out, is different.
Oh, okay. Now, I know I've had experience in taking something that's natural gas and converting it. I would guess then you would make it smaller.
Same idea, yeah. And you have to, you know, have the right parts to do that.
Okay, so it sounds like probably more than a project and probably more expensive than I would want to tackle.
Probably, yeah. You might be just want to pick up a new stove. By the time you get the parts for it, you'll probably be halfway there, and this way you'll be starting clean. Okay?
Well, thank you for letting me know that, and I really appreciate your help, and I enjoy listening to the show.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit on your holiday weekend. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, if you're finding that you need more storage room in your house, your attic could be an option, but only if it has a solid floor. We're going to share some tips on the best way to add attic floor space without impacting your home's structure or insulation when the Money Pit returns. FineTape.com is your one-stop shop for tape and more. DIY, sports, arts and crafts, cleaning supplies, you name it. They carry over 100 trusted brands, including industry favorite 3M.
That's right. 3M's catalog includes household names like Command, Scotch, Bondo, Filtry, Scotch Blue, and Pelter. I've personally shopped their site and found everything I need, all at incredible prices.
So head on over to FineTape.com and stock up on supplies for your next project. Receive 10% off of your first purchase with promo code MONEYPIT.
That's FineTape.com, your source for connecting everything.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Now's a great time to remodel your kitchen or bathroom before the holidays. You can add a new granite countertop at a fraction of the cost with the revolutionary products from Deich Coatings. The new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit makes it easier than ever to get granite countertops in just a weekend. This DIY project rolls on a granite surface that's as smooth as glass. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It spreads easily over your existing countertops and other hard surfaces, transforming them into new smooth stone surfaces that look and perform just like real granite.
The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop. The introductory price is just $229 for a kit covering 40 square feet or $149 for a kit covering 20 square feet, all with free shipping. Perfect for bathrooms and kitchens. Shop online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary LuxRock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Got some home improvement questions on your holiday wish list, but you're like, who should I ask? Santa? I don't know. Who's going to help me? Guys, The Money Pit. We're here to help you out. So whatever it is that you are working on, definitely reach out to Team Money Pit.
Yeah, you can follow The Money Pit podcast also at moneypit.com/podcast. You'll find us on Apple. You'll find us on Spotify. Pretty much everywhere you have podcast platforms, we are there. Or you can just go to moneypit.com/podcast, and we'll walk you through the process.
We've got a great reason for you to reach out to Team Money Pit as well. Up for grabs is the new LuxRock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. I mean, if you're looking for a project to make your house look amazing this holiday season before the rest of your guests arrive, it's a DIY kit that can help you transform any sort of countertop, tabletop, vanity top from your normal surface there to something that looks like a true granite surface. I mean, it is a real stone resurfacing system. It's super simple to apply. It rolls on, comes in six colors, including a beautiful new silver ice white. Now, this kit retails for $149 or $229, depending on how much space you want to cover. You can check it out at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Celebrate Christmas Eve and Day at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy homestyle turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us for Christmas Eve or Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holiday special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
I wouldn't imagine an MIT usually takes, like, you know, tech support help calls like that, but we know a little bit about soundproofing, so I can give you a couple of ideas.
Great.
Now, because you're in a condominium, I guess you probably need to get permission to do this, but there is there's two ways to soundproof this ceiling that I can think of. So one of which is that, well, in both cases, you're going to have to add another layer of drywall on top of the one that's there now. And
all right.
There's two ways to do this. There is a product called green glue, which is kind of like a silicone looking like greenish caulk. And you need an extraordinarily large amount of it, but basically you apply it to the ceiling and then the drywall gets put on top of that and it creates sort of a damper that absorbs some of the sound. The easier way to do it is there is actually sound resistant drywall. One of them is called Quiet Rock. And it's sound deadening sort of built into the drywall sheet. You'll find that it's very heavy, but it's pretty effective. And that would be installed in a traditional way. Again, probably screwed right through into the current ceiling. And then, of course, you have to tape and spackle all the joints. But where most people miss an opportunity of soundproofing is around the fixtures that come through the ceiling or the walls, if that's the case.
I luckily have none.
You have none. So you have no lights or anything that comes through that ceiling. It's
no.
Just a plain flat ceiling. Well,
no.
Then it's pretty easy, you know, and you could probably have a general contractor do this or a carpenter do this for you, but you're going to have to re-drywall the ceiling with sound-resistant drywall like Quiet Rock, and you'll find that at Lowe's. There's another one that's called Quiet Fix, and there's one called Sound Break. And just keep in mind, though, that you're not going to completely silence those heels from your upstairs school teacher that gets up at 5 in the morning. But it will be a lot better if you install this properly. So I think the easiest thing to do would be probably to pick up at Lowe's since it's so readily available.
Okay.
And then have a contractor install it. And
I will
keep in
do
mind
that.
you're going to have to you know, tape all of the seams that you normally
seams.
Would.
Paint the
ceiling between the walls and the ceiling. You may have to either tape that or use molding to cover that seam. So it's a bit of a project, and you're going to want to move all your furniture out while this goes on. But I think it'll make a big difference for you, especially since you're so sensitive to that sound. Maybe you'll get some better sleep that way.
Yeah, but make sure that your board approves everything. Whoever you've got to ask, make sure they're okay with it before you invest this.
I will do that. Thank you so very, very much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for spending your weekend with us here at the Money Pit. Just ahead, Brandon needs help with an old house electrical problem. He wants to know how to convert two-prong outlets to three. That's next on the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects
prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients...
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Brandon wrote into Team Money Pit and would like to add three-prong outlets to his 1940s house. He says, I have a home that was built in the 40s, and all of my outlets are two-prong with no grounded wire. I was wondering, should I replace this receptacle with a three-prong outlet or ground it to the box, or is this something I should hire an electrician for?
Maybe. If there's no grounding wire in the outlet, you might be able to ground it to the metal electrical box that the outlet is in, but only if that is grounded. You need to use a voltage tester to determine this. And the other option is to install a GFCI in that outlet. Now, it won't be grounded, but it will detect any ground fault and shut off the power to the outlet. In either event, I do not recommend you do this yourself. It's a potentially tricky job. There's a lot of variables, and really it's one that you should use a licensed electrician for.
Definitely, especially because this, you know, has the risk of losing your life. So electricians are your great friends in these projects.
Yeah, there's that. Well, if your home feels small and you're planning to move, staging the home before potential buyers show up can definitely help create a positive first impression. But staging almost always involves getting rid of a lot of what made your home crowded in the first place. Leslie explains some tips to get through that process in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, I can remember when I bought our home, geez, like 24 years ago, and it was just Ed and myself at that point. Within like 2 weeks, I remember my dad saying, like, wow, you guys are really filled up this place. So, guys, you have to remember that what causes a lot of people to leave their homes is because they've become too small for them. So if your house is cluttered, if you've got too much furniture or knickknacks spilling out of every nook and cranny, it is not going to be very appealing to those potential buyers who are coming from an equally crowded space. Now, another common mistake sellers make is expecting that potential home buyers will share their personal sense of style and decor, and that's probably not going to happen, you guys. So if you happen to love huge antique armoires from the 1920s or crazy blue countertops or, you know, all kinds of very personalized things, try to change it to something more neutral. Get rid of the big stuff. I mean, you really want people to be able to imagine their own stuff in your space. You also want to keep in mind that potential buyers are very nosy by nature, and they will, and I'm telling you they will, open every cupboard and closet and inspect every nook and cranny of your house when they are touring. So you want to make sure that your staging efforts include emptying out those cupboards and closets so that they look spacious and inviting and say, like, oh, all your stuff is going to fit so nice in here.
But don't pay attention to the 20 trash bags that were just here yesterday outside. I mean, seriously, you don't have to empty everything out completely, but think about 50% full should kind of be the limit. Now, for much of the same reasons, you want to limit wall decorations to fewer and larger pieces of artwork and include a few strategically placed mirrors, because that does help expand the space and reflect a lot of the home's best assets. Now, once you've cleared out the space, it's okay to accessorize what's left, but kind of limit it to uncluttered groupings of kind of, you know, two or three items. I always go odd numbers. I don't know why. It's just a designer thing. So like three or five, depending on what it is, you guys. But when it comes to staging, remember, less is more. The less stuff you have, the more you will make on the sale.
Good point. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, winter weather can be especially hard on your home's plumbing system, especially if your pipes freeze and break. We're going to share easy ways to prevent a frozen plumbing pipe disaster on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division, it's Brian Kilmeade.
So glad you're there. Thanks to us so much for listening all week long. Brian Kilmeade coming your way this hour. You know, it's unbelievable how we started the week. I mean, we have an assassination four blocks away from here, and of a CEO of a healthcare company whose assailant is still at large right now, and won't break that down to the degree we can. This day is going to be pretty big. J.D. Vance, and I give these guys tremendous credit. J.D. Vance is touring Helene recovery efforts in North Carolina. We hear North Carolina is really hurting, but rather than say, okay, I got the vote, I won North Carolina, what's the big deal? I'm going back. I want to see what the problem is. And remember the whole thing about if you have a Trump sign, don't go help out FEMA. Don't tell me that place doesn't need a restructuring. Also today, the jobs numbers are in. They came in high. They expected 200,000. It was over 237,000. That is good news. However, if the data is high and the jobs report is hot, it'll reduce the urgency for a Fed cut. That'll affect a lot of things and increase the chance of a pause, possibly not raising rates, on December 18th, which would be next week. Kind of complicated. All good. We're in a pretty good spot. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The DA's office is reading the room, and they see how unpopular this case is and how ludicrous it has become. And so they're almost backpedaling now. And, of course, if you're going to do that, you shouldn't have brought the case to begin with.
Paul Morrow talking about backing off on the sentencing if Danny Penny is found guilty. What a joke. 4 days. I am worried. Worried about the fate of Danny Penny as this New York City jury deliberates. Remember the last time they deliberated on President Trump? 4 days asking the judge multiple questions about what happened on the subway, which ended up with the death of Jordan Neely. I have the latest.
Number two.
We're reacting to Donald Trump's, the reality of Trump 1.0.
and his assertion of what he wants to do in the second round. His call for retribution and revenge is pretty clear.
Trump-proofing. What does that even mean as some Dems scramble to prepare for when Trump takes back America? But for many on the left, the days to marginalize this historic figure is over. We'll discuss.
Number one.
To go willy-nilly and think you're just going to cut $2 trillion off something or $100 million off this, and these ideas that Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk have clearly are not founded in any bit of reality.
Really? That's what we have to look forward to with Jackie Rosen, the congresswoman at MSNBC yesterday. Doge on fire. The Musk-Vivek budget-busting team brought their private sector game to Capitol Hill. And it's clear they are not here for headlines. They are worried about America's bottom line, and so should you. So Carol Markowitz coming up in 10 minutes, and Andrew McCarthy and the latest on Danny Penny and more at about 34 after. But let's take a look at this. So we saw Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk go to Capitol Hill. If you have not seen the video yet, Musk has got, I think, 7 kids, one of which was on his shoulders the whole time, about 2-3 years old, and just walking in and meeting some congressmen and some senators and talk about their ideas. Listen, first off, and get their ideas for getting our financial house in order. Think about this. Our number one toll on the economy, you know what it is? It's the interest on the debt that we have at $37 trillion. So they made their way through. Yeah, we have $3 million. I mean, it's the stuff that we waste money at, $3 million for Girl Center Climate Action, $45 million DEI scholarship in Burma, $89 million in properly stored gas engines deemed useless, $125 million to racialized public health, $7 billion to empty government buildings. Now, another thing is, you find a stunning amount of people that don't go to work. Do you get this? Federal workers, only 6% are back. And what you do is you come in and you say, if you don't go back to work, you're fired. And this way, you're making your own choice. A 3% increase prior to COVID. That's it. 90% of federal employees work from home. Come on. Are you kidding? Right there, that's an issue. Also, there's another move you could say, no longer you're going to be in Washington. It's a swamp. Nothing gets done. Get better rates on office buildings. You're going to move. If you don't want to move, you are now out. Also, I like Rand Paul's idea of just a hiring freeze as behemoth of a government. It'll begin to weed itself out. Why isn't that a good move? Why isn't that in everybody's interest? Kimberly Strassel writes this. Doge's mission is the opposite of mission creep. I got it. But she also says, yeah, any elimination of waste or duplication of fraud is welcome. And those will be the easiest targets. But the GOP Congress and presidency shouldn't get away with suggesting Doge can do the work only. They can. Only they can. Real change requires cutting programs, simplifying rules, handing power back to states. And I agree. You know, telling Elon Musk to be the bad guy when they're the ones who are going to legislate is not really right. But what I trust is their intellect, their ability to see through systems and their experience to look at the public sector and say, I want it more like the private sector. These are my recommendations, and this is how I would do it. Tom Schatz, an expert in this area, was on cost-cutting and government fat, said this, cut three.
That's just another example of how difficult it is to accomplish what the Doge is trying to accomplish. There are a lot of factors in Washington, D.C., a lot of opposition, the unions, members of Congress who live around Washington, D.C. When members talk about moving those employees out of Washington, it's a tough battle, one we've been trying to win for a long time. But this should add momentum to it.
You're right. It should. So Senator Blackburn has an interesting approach. She is going to use legislation, and she's going to get legislation to go along with this to take action. And that's what people need. You need to know that the government's going to be behind you, and you need to know that a lot of people are going to go a long way, especially a year from now, to make sure the president is not successful. With her, she has a bill. She says, I'll be introducing legislation that coincides with Doge's plan to make the federal government more efficient. So there'll be some federal hiring freeze is one act. Begin the process to relocate agencies out of D.C. is another act. Establish a merit-based salary system to the federal workforce. Close. One of the lowest hanging fruit areas is look at areas under the executive branch. Through executive action, they can actually be put an end to a lot and save a lot more money. And doesn't have to go through authorization of Congress. I think it's great, but this is what's going to be scary for Democrats in a year. If this government's efficient, they're making gains with peace in the Middle East and in Eastern Europe. And then they're starting to cut waste and keep the economy booming and growing. Democrats are going to feel like we're going to be stuck in the wilderness forever. And I worry about them trying to Trump-proof the presidency, Trump-proof their states to make sure the presidency is not effective. Among the people who thinks it's a lark to go out and try to Trump-proof, like what Gavin Newsom's talking about, is Charlemagne the God. First off, here's Gavin Newsom, Cut 17.
We're reacting to Donald Trump's, the reality of Trump 1.0. And his assertion of what he wants to do in the second round. I think it requires us to be diligent, to focus, yes, on what happened in the past, but prepare for Trump 2.0, where his rhetoric is only heightened. And his call for retribution and revenge is pretty clear. And anyone who's not paying attention, I think, is doing so at their own peril.
Again, the same attitude that says racist, fascist, Hitler, that no one's listening to you. And you're buried in debt. You have not balanced a budget. And he wants something like $80 million to begin to Trump-proof California. Here's Charlemagne the God on the idiocy of this. And keep in mind, this guy's never going to go for Donald Trump or probably ever a Republican. Cut 18.
I do wonder what that means, the Trump-proof a state. Like, how do you Trump-proof a state in America? Like, what happens when you need the president of the United States of America for something? You know what I mean? Like, I don't quite understand what that means.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it about the policies, because when you say things like Trump proof, you're going to end up looking like a hypocrite when, you know, you need the president for something and you all in his face smiling and cheesing the same way, you know, President Biden was after they called him a threat to democracy and all of these other things. And then he was like, welcome back, you know, when it came time for the White House, when he came. So it's like, cut it out.
Yeah. I mean, he's trying to say, do you have to look like an idiot every day? You're going to tell everyone you're not going to pardon your son. You pardon the son. The people that believed you look have ego over their face. And then you're about to do it again, Governor Gavin Newsom. You got your fires every single day. You're always susceptible to floods and mudslides. You're going to need federal support. Trump's going to put on the jacket, go out there. You're going to put on the hat, and you're going to give him a big hug, and you're going to say, thanks so much for being here. And a lot of people are going to sit on the sidelines and say, is that Trump-proofing? When we come back, Carol Markowitz joins us from the New York Post, and then Andrew McCarthy breaks down the Danny Penny story and so much more. Got a lot to do. So glad you're here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metal investments. They're the only company I buy from, period. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide to see exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Hello, everyone. This is your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, with some very exciting news. Remember, my gold sneakers, they went like crazy. Everybody's talking about them. They're still talking about them. People went wild for them, and that's good. They sold out in a matter of hours. So get my new Trump sneakers and don't miss out.
Hey, everyone. Yes, you heard that right. President Donald J. Trump has released a limited number of gold low-top sneakers. These Trump sneakers won't last long. Don't miss out like last time. Don't get shut out. Go to GetTrumpSneakers.com to get your gold Trump sneakers. That's GetTrumpSneakers.com. It's an easy URL to remember. That's GetTrumpSneakers.com. See GetTrumpSneakers.com for details. Trump sneakers are not intended for investment purposes. Hurry, go now to GetTrumpSneakers.com. That's GetTrumpSneakers.com.
Paid for by 45 Footwear LLC.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
a beloved custodian from Virginia who was given a very special gift from students at his school, makes today's Dean's List. Francis Apraku moved to the U.S. over a decade ago from Ghana and has become a beloved employee at James Madison High School. One of the kids asked him what he would like for his upcoming birthday, to which Francis said one day he would love to have a Jeep Wrangler, but he knew that was above his means. A group of students started a GoFundMe campaign to make the dream happen for their friend Francis. It didn't take long for the funds to be made, and in just a few days, the kids surprised Francis with his very own Wrangler. The moment was posted on social media. You can clearly see the tears of joy streaming down his face. One of the kids said, quote, "He's more than a custodian. He's a friend. His kindness is contagious, and we wanted to get him a Jeep Wrangler." Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, you have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. NYPD's Chief of Patrol John Schell says there are hundreds of Tren de Aragua associates citywide. The violent Venezuelan gang known as TDA is actively recruiting new members inside the city's 200-plus migrant shelters, selling a newer drug called Tussie or pink cocaine, and smuggling guns inside the migrant shelters through food cartons.
Do we believe there's guns in the shelters that have a gang affiliation? Absolutely. Do we believe that they were being smuggled in? Absolutely.
The NYPD says TDA gang members are not afraid to shoot at cops and are taking part in human trafficking. Police shut down a 24-hour migrant brothel in Queens, New York, where TDA has a stronghold. Tren de Aragua is spreading nationwide with reported activity in at least 14 states and 10 cities, from El Paso to Chicago, from Miami to Aurora, Colorado. The NYPD is advocating for the city to change its sanctuary city law, preventing the NYPD from contacting ICE, meaning many violent offenders are not deported. Brian Yenis, Fox News.
Welcome back. Carol Markowitz is in studio. Rare treat. It used to be common because when you were in New York, New York Post columnist and co-author of Stolen Youth. Carol, welcome back.
So nice to be on with you, Brian.
I know. I wish New York was, even though they tell us the stats are going down when it comes to crime and lack of punishment, nobody thinks that, as you know. We got 57,000 illegal immigrants a year. We're seeing crazy crime. We saw an assassination 4 blocks from our office. First off, your thought about this national story as there's a manhunt now for the killer of this healthcare CEO.
It's unbelievable that they haven't gotten him yet. They have his face. I just, you know, I'm kind of surprised he's not already in custody, but I imagine that's coming. I keep seeing headlines that they're closing in on him. It's very interesting. It's also exposed a lot of people on the left who apparently root for assassinations of CEOs. Taylor Lorenz, the Washington Post and New York Times ex-columnist, is very openly saying it's okay to shoot insurance executives because she doesn't like our healthcare system. So that's been an eye-opener. And
How does she still have a job?
Right. Well, she doesn't. Yeah, she's not working at any of those outlets anymore. But who is going to hire her after that? And why is that okay?
Yeah. So, something could break during our show. But let's talk about the transition right now. And you mentioned first and foremost is Pete Hegseth. Mm-hmm. Last night and at the Patriot Awards, Donald Trump was there. I was able to say hello to him. Talked to a lot of his staffers. And I said, how's Pete doing? And they go, good. I go, he had a very good day today. So we're very much behind him. And sure enough, Trump put that truth social post out there. Your thoughts, Carol?
I like it. I want Donald Trump to stand behind Pete Hegseth. I want that nomination to at least come to a vote. I want to hear which Republicans will be on the record opposing Pete Hegseth. I think he's a fantastic nominee, and he would really turn the Pentagon around. I think he'd be great in that role. So if Republicans are saying they will only vote for Democratic nominees, I want to know why. And I want to know what makes Pete Hegseth so unpalatable to
you. Mean like Mayorkas got Austin got through.
Yeah,
because you know,
Ketanji Brown. You know, I want to hear why a
who
Mitt
doesn't
Romney,
know what a woman is.
Right, exactly. And Pete Hegseth never said anything that dumb. So I want to hear why those nominees were okay to pass, but Pete Hegseth is not.
Here is Senator Joni Ernst, who could be part of the issue. Cut 15.
It doesn't sound on your answer that you've gotten to a yes. If I'm wrong about that, correct me. And if that is the case, it sounds to me as if the hearing will be critical for his nomination. Am I right about that?
I think you are right. I think for a number of our senators, they want to make sure that any allegations have been cleared, and that's why we have to have a very thorough vetting process. And that's why I was happy to sit down with Pete and have that conversation with him yesterday.
So what do you read between the lines?
She's hedging there, obviously. Which what they're hoping for is that the media forces him out and they won't have to make a decision. I think that's unacceptable. They're senators. That's their role to vote on the president's nominees. And there's going to be other nominees. If they use all their bullets on Pete Hegseth, they can't keep voting down the Trump
RFK,
nominees.
RFK, exactly. Tulsi Gabbard, Kristi Noem.
Yeah.
Who are you happy with?
Right.
And by the way, who improved in 49 out of 50 states and won every battleground state?
Right. And look, I'm saying they should be independent and pick who they want. For example, I don't love Trump's labor secretary pick. I think conservatives should take a good hard look at her.
The failed congresswoman from Oregon.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And, you know, if Randy Weingarten and Elizabeth Warren are happy with her, I'm immediately unhappy with her. So I'd like to hear more about her, for example. So I'd like the senators to be independent. But tell us why and tell us what you oppose here. And don't just let the media push him out. I think that's really the thing, is that you cannot rely on the media, who hates Donald Trump, to get rid of his nominees for you. If you don't like them, vote on that.
Here's what President Trump said about the process so far, which the speed in which it's done, the press releases, everything is so organized. Regardless, like you said, you should be, you don't like the labor secretary, that's fine. Somebody out there, a conservative, might not like Kristi Noem, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
So have a debate about what they would do. Don't talk about what they did 14, 15 years ago through anonymous sources. Come on, aren't we past this?
Yeah.
Cut 14.
We have the best energy people in the world all lined up to go, but I just want to say we're going to bring prices down. We're going to make our country safe. We're going to stop people from robbing our stores and hurting our people. We're going to, and we'll get involved with governors, including Democrat governors, because that's unfortunately, whether you like it or not, that's where the crime is. It's in virtually every case, it's with Democrat-run cities and states, and we're going to stop it. We're going to work with the governors and the mayors, even if they're Democrats, and we're going to get it down. And we're going to bring our country back, and it's going to be bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
I love that. I love it. I absolutely don't think we should be surrendering our cities to these Democrats who can't run them. So I'd love to see Donald Trump put up a fight in all the blue areas to fix the blue areas. I love New York. You know, I lived here my whole life until I could not live here anymore. And I would love to see Donald Trump bring back places like New York City.
Carol Markowitz is here from the New York Post. So Mayor Eric Adams, who's got himself in a little bit of trouble, he is on Thursday going to meet with Tom Homan.
Yeah.
The borders are. And he's talking about maybe loosening up the sanctuary cities, but we know the city council is going to ultimately decide that.
Right.
And I saw Robert Holden, a moderate Democrat from Queens, come out and say, if Adams is serious, he will allow ICE back in the prisons.
Mm-hmm. There's so many things that Adams should be doing that he's not doing. Out of, you know, the Democrats in New York, Mayor Adams is one of the better ones for sure. But he's no moderate on immigration. He kept saying,
I know,
it's not the problem that being a sanctuary city, it's not the problem that these illegal immigrants are crossing our border and coming into his city. His problem was the federal government wasn't sending enough money. that's not a moderate.
And we wouldn't let them work.
Right, right. Yeah, you didn't give a pass to just start working here. So he's not a moderate. If he is going to moderate on it, and if Tom Homan is kind of changing his sort of mind a little bit on it, that's great. I would welcome that. But let's see that in action. Let's see him actually say the words.
As opposed to the mayor of Chicago, mm-hmm. who says, I'm going to continue to protect illegal immigrants. And the governor said, you got to come through me first. But African-American citizens in inner city Chicago are outraged. I saw 12 of them just rip this mayor and talk about the need to let Donald Trump do some work here.
Right. It's a bad situation. Look, again, I was a lifelong New Yorker. I've never seen kids on the street begging for money when I lived here. It wasn't like that. People are like, oh, New York was always like that. No, it wasn't. We didn't have little children, you know, begging on the street alongside their parents who have a sign that say we are immigrants, we're migrants. That never happened. This is all a very new thing that's really occurred in the last 4 years under Joe Biden.
You know Governor DeSantis, you know President Trump. They're going to go to the Army-Navy game next week?
That's right. They're going to be together. I love to see that. I love to see reconciliation after the primary. We're all on one team. To see them together, it should be a really bright moment for the country.
Are they friends again?
I hope so. I hope so. And if they're not friends, at least I would love to see them have a cordial relationship.
Well, the other thing is, come on, after Marco Rubio mm-hmm. and Ted Cruz, that was as personal as it got. And guess what?
Right.
Ted Cruz needed Donald Trump to get him across the finish line in Texas, and Marco Rubio is going to be Secretary of State.
Yeah, I love it. Stop taking our Floridians, but other than that, I'm a big fan of it.
I know. I feel bad for Byron Donalds. He would probably be the next senator, mm-hmm. but I believe it's going to be Laura Trump. Do you?
I don't know. I really don't know. Yeah, I'm going to leave it there.
I think that she does, and I think that they're going to discuss that next weekend. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones from Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. As Christmas and New Year's approaches, we at Jones's Fort would like to thank all of the men and women in the United States Armed Forces. Loyalty, duty, respect, honor, and integrity are just a few things that the U.S. military stands for. Jones's Fort salutes you.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Jeff Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Ray Richmond, author of The Sopranos, The Complete Visual History. Plus, we'll welcome back Stephanie Powers, the actress known around the world as Jennifer Hart on Heart to Heart. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The young man in this case was going within our system, throughout the revolving door of our system. Now, we're on the subway where we're hearing someone talking about hurting people, killing people. You have someone on that subway who was responding, doing what we should have done as a city and a state of having a better mental health facility. Those passengers were afraid.
Yeah, no kidding. I wish he would have said that strongly early on rather than say, well, that's my son's first name. Jordan Neely, my son's name, Jordan. It could have been him on the subway. No, your son's not a crazy lunatic threatening to kill people or himself. So it wouldn't have been your son. They just have the same first name. Now he's going to bat for Danny Penny, who I understand got a call from President Trump over the weekend. I can't tell you how I know that, but I know it because he wants to express support and wanted to see how he was doing. I'm worried this is taking 4 days, and we'll go over what the jury has requested. But first, let's bring in Andy McCarthy, Fox News contributor, former assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, and like me, was totally let down by the verdict with President Trump. And I'm afraid I'm going to be let down again here. Andy, are you worried for Danny Penny right now?
Well, I'm most worried, Brian, that I think we're headed toward a hung jury, and given that it's Bragg, you have to worry that he would actually try this dog's breakfast of a case again. I'm not really that worried that he's going to get convicted, but I will say this, and I've written this at National Review a couple of times. I think Bragg did an old prosecutor's trick here in that even if you – I want to preface this by saying I don't think there's a case here, and I think it's disgraceful that it was brought in the first place. But if you're going to – indulge the idea that there could be a homicide case here, it's no more than negligence. There's not anything real in the evidence that you could argue from that's anything more than the simple question whether did he keep the hold too long, which is a negligence question. There's no evidence of recklessness. Recklessness is when you perceive a risk of death and with an evil purpose, you take action that completely disregards the possibility. The usual example is the guy who shoots a gun into a crowd. You know, he's not trying to kill any particular person, but he doesn't care that he's created a tremendous risk of death. There's nothing like that in this case. But Bragg added a recklessness charge. I think if this was just negligent homicide, which is the second count in the case, that's like if that was presented to the jury as a one-off, like up or down, yes or no, guilty or not guilty, I think he gets acquitted. What I'm worried about is he threw in this extra count, figuring that there might be some jurors who think Neely died here, so something has to happen. And there might be other jurors who say, well, we don't like the idea of convicting Penny, but we'll acquit him on the recklessness and convict him on the negligence to show how reasonable we are. And the truth of the matter is Bragg only needs one count to win the case, whereas if Penny beats one of the counts but gets convicted on the other ones, that's 4 years in prison for him, potentially. That's not a win. So I think what Bragg did here was throw in a count that I don't think is supported by the evidence in order to give jurors something to compromise on and make the likelihood of conviction harder. Higher, rather. I don't think it's going to work, but I think we should recognize that that's what he did.
All right, so the first note that the jury asked yesterday was the jury requested again to see the two bystander videos capturing the moments when Penny placed Neely in a chokehold. The jury requested one of the two bystander videos Wednesday, and the judge is now allowing the jury to access a laptop with the video so they can watch the requested video over and over again if they want. The second note of that day requested the definitions of criminal negligence and recklessness. So if you were a defense attorney or if you were the prosecutor, how would you read that?
Well, can I throw in one other note that they had? Because I think this is important and probably overlooked in a lot of the coverage. Most of the coverage is about the law of justified use of force and negligence. That's what the case kind of comes down to. But I've always thought there's another interesting case here, point here that I think the jury hopefully is seizing on. And that is they asked for some testimony from the medical examiner who didn't ask for a toxicology report. And Penny's lawyers on cross-examination, I thought, did a very effective job showing that this was something that should have been focused on and wasn't. The medical examiner basically said she saw a bunch of the videos and therefore that convinced her that this was a death that was caused by the chokehold, and she didn't need to know how much drugs Neely had in his system. And I think the reason New York did that is, remember in the George Floyd case, there was a profound issue of causation about whether the hold that the police had put on Floyd had killed him versus whether all the drugs that were in his system, given his medical problems. I think the jury, you know, you don't even get to willfulness or negligence or any of that stuff unless you prove beyond a reasonable doubt that what Penny did caused the death of Neely. And what I think the jury may be focusing on is there reasonable doubt here about whether it was the chokehold that did it versus all of the drugs that were in his system that for some reason New York decided that they didn't need to examine or take any stock of or factor in. I think they intentionally didn't get a toxicology report to try to make this a stronger case.
So I hear Bragg, and maybe you could define this for me legally, is now putting it out there that there's no mandatory with this case. There's no mandatory prison crime, as if to say, hey, just because he's guilty doesn't mean he's going to jail. What's he saying? Like, what is his objective here?
I think his objective is that there's a lot of reporting that says, look, I just said it myself a couple of seconds ago, right, that if Penny gets convicted, he's looking at 4 years in prison. So most people who look at what Penny did here, which was, I thought, heroic, are horrified by the idea that that could land him in prison. And I think just for public relations purposes, what Bragg is trying to say is, look, it's not 4 years in prison. It's 0 to 4 years in prison. And the judge can fix the sentence at any point there. So he's trying to have it both ways. You know, he's trying to appeal to his lunatic base that sees everything in life as a racial incident, even though this wasn't one. And for that reason, he brought the case. But he knows there are a lot of people who are very angry about it. And he's saying to them, look, it's not a big deal. The guy probably won't do a day in jail.
There's a couple of things happening. Danny Penny posters plastered across New York subway cars. Anti-Danny Penny posters are out there. Also, we're seeing the protesters every day yell murderer as he walks in. Alan Dershowitz has been seeing these developments and said this, cut 24.
There's a perversion out there in which people are cheering for the bad guys and attacking the good guys. And, you know, it's happening as well, I think, in the Penny case. There are people protesting. They want this guy convicted. This guy is a hero. The villain of this piece is the district attorney of New York, who is sending a message to every train rider. Don't intervene. Don't become a good Samaritan. Hide. Go away, but don't help anybody.
Can you make sense of that, or does that mean, do I need a psychologist to figure that out? What's going on here?
Well, obviously Alan is right, and you know this is why they racialize it. You know, there was nothing racial about this incident, Brian, other than the happenstance that Neely was black and Penny is white. Some of the best witnesses in the case for Penny were black people on that train who were frightened to death of what Neely was doing.
One of which grabbed his arm,
himself.
Remember? One of which grabbed his arm.
Yes, I was going to say that. You don't see any aiding and abetting charge in this case. Penny's charged alone, even though he was not the only one who intervened. Some people helped him intervene, but those happened to be people of color. So Bragg didn't bring those people into it. And what is this crazy progressive prosecutor who's actually trying the case in court? She keeps referring to Penny as the white defendant. Like, what does that have to do with anything in the case? The only reason that's being brought, it's being said, is because Alan Bragg was elected to district attorney in Manhattan by a small, hardcore progressive base who sees everything in life. The racism or racialism is like their full field theory for explaining all phenomena in life. And they're going after Penny because he's a white guy and a black guy died.
And by the way, go ahead.
If the roles were reversed, the case never gets brought. In fact, I mean, you could think of a lot of different combinations, but the only reason this case got brought, if this was a black former Marine who intervened when Neely was carrying on like he was, there's not a chance that Bragg ever brings this case.
All right, a couple of things. If you're watching us now, listening to us now, you can watch us. If you're on the app, and Andy McCarthy's on Skype. Number two is, can you imagine if the defense or prosecution said, saying the black victim, the black assailant, the black – you go, what are you doing? Why can't the defense object to the judge and say, what does the color of his skin have anything to do with the blind lady of justice? I mean, why could not the defense attorney tell the judge to object?
Yeah, but Brian, we're looking at this in like enlightenment type logic, which used to be the way of the West from the Middle Ages on. That's not what's being taught in the schools. The case is playing out like a Howard Zinn history textbook, where what's going on is not reality. It's a racial morality play where the bad guy is the white guy because he's the oppressor class. And the guy who died is the good guy because even though he was the bad guy on the train, he's the oppressed class. And that's the way they're teaching people to look at the world this way. So what we're seeing in this case, if it frightens people and it angers people and it should, that's what your kids are being taught in school.
Rapid fire. How many jurors?
12.
12 jurors. If one says not guilty, I can't find, he's free?
while they hang. And then it's up to Bragg whether you bring the case again.
All right.
Double jeopardy doesn't kick in if there's a hung jury.
But do you call it a hung jury? What do you need? Do you need all the 12 jurors to say innocent?
It's got to be unanimous one way or the other to decide the case. If they can't agree on a verdict, then it's a hung jury.
Do you believe that Bragg, on some level, regrets bringing this case?
I always think, Brian, this is very similar to the question that you would ask about the Trump case, which also was a terrible case. I think the thing you have to separate out with Bragg is it a good case in terms of, like, people like us will remember it as part of his legacy? But he's in an elected position in a borough where, notwithstanding what went on in the rest of the country, Kamala Harris beat Trump by 65 points in Manhattan. This isn't bad for Bragg in Manhattan. It's terrible for the country. It's terrible for New York. But it's not bad politically for Bragg in Manhattan.
That's sad. It really is sad. Andy McCarthy, thanks so much. And your prediction now, I get the sense, by the way, you started this segment, you believe we're heading towards a hung jury. Your prediction now?
I do.
Okay.
I really hope he gets acquitted, Brian, but I mean, it's already 18 hours. That's a long time to talk about a single transaction, two-count case.
Hear ya. Andy, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
He's the best. 1-866-408-7669. Of course, if anything happens, we'll break in. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. You're going to love it. My new Trump watches. It's one of the best watches made. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know what it's for, who it's for, what it represents. Get your Trump watch right now. Go to gettrumpwatches.com. It's Trump time.
That's right. President Trump has won the election, and now he's released his official Trump watches. Celebrate this historic victory with a Trump watch that stands for strength, leadership, and winning. But don't wait, because these limited edition watches won't be around for long. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com now to get your Trump watch before they're gone. It's an easy URL to remember, GetTrumpWatches.com. Don't miss your chance to own a piece of history. Go now to GetTrumpWatches.com and get your watch today.
This ad paid for by the Best Watches on Earth, LLC. See GetTrumpWatches.com for details. Trump watches are not intended for investment purposes.
Hurry! Go now to GetTrumpWatches.com.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at AbacusPays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at AbacusPays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. An arrest made in the murder of a camper made to look like a bear mauling earlier this month. Authorities in Gallatin County, Montana say a beer can left inside Dustin Kudersham's tent was the key. Darren Christopher Abbey confessed to authorities to killing Kudersham after a chance encounter while camping near Big Sky. Abby had originally planned to camp at the same location Kudersham did, and after finding him there, was offered a beer by the victim. What followed was Kudersham being struck with a solid piece of wood, stabbed in the neck with a screwdriver, and then hit with an axe. Abby removed evidence that could tie him to the murder, including the axe, the cooler he touched, and firearms in his possession. But the beer can was left behind. Abby is now facing charges including deliberate homicide and tampering with evidence. There's more on this story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Fargo creator Noah Hawley, who I caught up with at this year's Emmy Awards, where season 5 was nominated. He spoke about the tone he personally goes for each season.
Well, you know, obviously the film by Joel and Ethan Coen and their work is very informative of it. And when I look at what defines that tone, you know, there's a comedy that is embedded in the darkness, where on set it might feel comedic. It's like Javier Bardem's haircut in No Country for Old Men. I know that they laughed at his face for 30 minutes after they gave it to him, but in the movie it's just this weird and unsettling detail. So it's finding that tone that is really hard to pin down, and you don't know if you're supposed to laugh or lock your door.
He shared how viewer feedback also factors in.
I mean, I always want to hear feedback and to know what people think about it, but, you know, I'm making my version of it, right? And so sometimes when you read reviews and you think, well, that's another version of the story. I wasn't telling that one.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, guys, earlier tonight they had the national Christmas tree lighting at the White House. Yeah, it was a fun night when President Biden came out. All the kids were like, look, the ghost of Christmas past. But get this, after strong winds knocked last year's tree to the ground, this year's tree will be supported by 8 steel cables. Yep, these are the same cables the White House uses to walk Biden around the front lawn. That's exact same ones. Meanwhile, during tonight's ceremony, the winds were over 40 miles an hour. Yeah, Biden's skin looked like when a bulldog sticks its head out of a car window.
Pretty interesting, right? That is Jimmy Fallon of The Tonight Show. I watched the monologue too, Allison. You watched it, obviously. I watched it in the morning. I don't know why, but I think my son started taping The Tonight Show. So I thought, let me just see if they ever change. And I stopped for about a year and a half. But recently I've been listening to the monologues to see if I change. Stephen Colbert has not changed. He can't. Jimmy Kimmel can't change. He's absolutely insane. He's just way left wing. He's as crazy as Bernie Sanders, socialist. And you have Jimmy Fallon, who never is that political, who is never was comfortable just killing Trump, if you ask me. I don't know him well, but just by people that do know him. And now he's using every opportunity to say, it's gutless and spineless. He does it now that he's going out. But you never, if Joe Biden was up for an election, if it was November 1st and the election was November 8th and he was still in it, he would not be doing this. But now that he is done, they were all calling him out as being old, decrepit, clueless, everything. They really could have been doing this for 2.5 years. But have you guys noticed the tone change? The tone change. I mean, I watched the Sunday shows last weekend, especially, and a lot of them were substitute hosts. I got it. But still, they were actually questions to Republicans, not why would anyone put Matt Gaetz up for any office? It wasn't like Matt Gaetz doesn't seem to have the resume to be successful there, and he's not even popular among Republicans. So there was this condemnation just oozing out of every question for 6-7 years. And everyone talks about Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski putting their pride aside and showing how disingenuous they are and going to Mar-a-Lago and say, sorry for calling you racist and sexist and misogynist and criminal and felon and Hitler. Let's start fresh. I'm talking about subtle ways in which people cover him. Chuck Todd calling out Joe Biden. People just mentioning that Donald Trump's Truth Social post that said, if you do not release those hot shoes by the time I take office in January 20th, they'll be held to pay. Normally, if it was 2017, they'd say, how unpresidential could Donald Trump be to put a Truth Social post like that when he's not even president yet? Instead, this time it's actually being greeted overseas in the Middle East amongst our allies as a breath of fresh air. And for the hostage families, it's resonating. And you don't get widespread condemnation. And I don't know if they've had meetings or they just look at ratings or they just say, I looked at the election results, and we've been telling everybody this guy is unworthy, he's unseemly, he's unqualified, he's old, he's senile, everything. A criminal, a felon, we're indicting him, everything. and he ends up with more votes than he ever had before. He ends up winning every single battleground state. He ends up making gains in every single minority category and did better in 49 of 50 states overall while winning the popular vote. And then when you get up in the morning, you say, how do I keep my job? Obviously, I don't have persuasion, but I can at least be interesting. And if I'm interesting, maybe people start listening to me again. I don't know. They'd have to answer. I'm not changing. But maybe you notice it too. BrianKilmeade.com. Let me know. And I'll read those emails out loud. Because just while we're talking, I just got six emails.
Hello, everyone. This is your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, with some very exciting news. Remember, my gold sneakers, they went like crazy. Everybody's talking about them. They're still talking about them. People went wild for them, and that's good. They sold out in a matter of hours. So get my new Trump sneakers and don't miss out.
Hey, everyone. Yes, you heard that right. President Donald J. Trump has released a limited number of gold low-top sneakers. These Trump sneakers won't last long. Don't miss out like last time. Don't get shut out. Go to GetTrumpSneakers.com to get your gold Trump sneakers. That's GetTrumpSneakers.com. It's an easy URL to remember. That's GetTrumpSneakers.com. See GetTrumpSneakers.com for details. Trump sneakers are not intended for investment purposes. Hurry. Go now to GetTrumpSneakers.com. That's GetTrumpSneakers.com.
Paid for by 45 Footwear LLC.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales event at Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Syrian government has been fallen early this morning as a stunning end to the 50-year-old rule of the Assad family after a lightning rebel offensive. The head of a Syrian opposition war monitor said President Bashar Assad had left the country for an undisclosed location, fleeing ahead of insurgents who said they had entered the capital, Damascus, after a stunning advance across the country. Syrian Prime Minister Mohammed Ghazi el-Ali said the government was ready to hand over its functions to a transitional government. At a news briefing, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, calls for urgent political talks as well as armed insurgents closed in on Damascus.
The need for an orderly political transition has never been more urgent, starting with the urgent formation of inclusive and credible transitional arrangements in Syria.
The so-called Military Command Administration said Assad had fled without giving further details. An Associated Press journalist in Damascus reported seeing groups of armed residents along the road in the outskirts of the capital and hearing sounds of gunshots. The city's main police headquarters appeared to be abandoned and the door left ajar with no officers inside. Another reporter shot footage of an abandoned army checkpoint, uniforms discarded on the ground under a poster of Assad's face. Assad's departure marks the end of the 54-year of Assad family rule of Syria with an iron fist. His father, Hafez Assad, came to power in a bloodless coup in 1970 and ruled until his death in 2000. Bashar Assad was elected weeks after and ruled Syria until he was overthrown just hours ago. The command declared the end of the dark period and the beginning of a new era in Syria. State television in Iran, Assad's main backer in the years of war in Syria, reported that terrorists had entered the capital and Assad had left the capital. It cited Qatar's Al Jazeera News Network as the source. More at townhall.com.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them,
you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A new study indicates the Green Revolution is about to leave behind a colossal junk pile.
Solar power, the solar panels, the wind turbine blades, lithium batteries. There's going to be a massive amount of trash, and it's starting in a number of years for all of those items because they only last 10 or 20 years.
Chris Edwards of the Cato Institute says they're not recycled, which means a clean energy dump site may be coming to a neighborhood near you sometime soon. He adds his research shows a colossal junk pile of clean energy leftovers may be coming to a neighborhood near you.
Windmill blades are made of fiberglass, not recycled. Lithium batteries, not recycled. Solar PV panels, not recycled. So there's going to be massive piles and landfills of all those supposedly green energy source products.
Edwards tells the Salem Radio Network those components have a lifespan of about 10 to 20 years. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. A settlement for an amusement park death, Jackie Quinn reports.
A jury in Orlando, Florida has awarded $155 million each to the parents of Tyree Sampson. Sampson, who was 6'2" and nearly 400 pounds, fell 70 feet to the ground from Icon Park's Orlando Freefall ride in 2022 after a safety harness was too small to fit him and didn't lock properly. His parents sued Funtime, the Austrian company that manufactured the ride. They also reached a settlement with Icon Park for the death of the 14-year-old school football player. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The nuclear submarine USS Arkansas has been christened. That comes nearly a decade since the Navy announced that a Virginia-class submarine would bear the state's name. You'll find more headlines, more analysis, and stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual country Christmas fair and tree sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts. Plus, proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these pro arts businesses.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. The most approachable radio host in America. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being there, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. I come to you from 48th and 6th. Heard around the country, around the world. I mean, four blocks from here, they had the assassination of this healthcare CEO. They're still looking for the guy. I can't imagine they're going another day without finding him. They got a picture of his face. They might have his burner phone. Fingerprints, found a watery throughout the Starbucks. I mean, it's unbelievable. We need to find answers for this. But now, if you're the CEO of a major corporation, How could you not use some of your money or the corporation's money not to get private security? Tommy Lahren at the bottom of the hour. She'll be in studio fresh off the Patriot Awards last night. Thanks for everyone who came out on Long Island to beautiful Tillis Center on the campus of Long Island University. It was a great night to highlight first responders, average everyday people, patriotic people in the University of North Carolina, heroes that saw an assailant get up in a church and try to assassinate a minister, and then one of the prisoners gets up and tackles him from behind when he had a loaded gun. Things like that. And, of course, you had some other great moments, including the former president of the United States coming out making his first major address since winning the presidency back. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The DA's office is reading the room, and they see how unpopular this case is and how ludicrous it has become. And so they're almost backpedaling now. And of course, if you're going to do that, you shouldn't have brought the case to begin with.
Right. Paul Morrow, 4 days, and I am worried. Worried about the fate of Danny Penny in the New York City. His fate is in the hands of a New York City jury. 4 days asking the judge multiple questions about what happened on that subway. He, by the way, that's what a hero does when first strangers are in trouble and they're fellow Americans. Instead, you try to put them in jail. I am embarrassed to be in New York City if they turn on Danny Penny here.
Number two.
We're reacting to Donald Trump's, the reality of Trump 1.0. And his assertion of what he wants to do in the second round. His call for retribution and revenge is pretty clear.
Trump proofing, what does that even mean as some Dems scramble to prepare for when Trump takes America back? But for many on the left, the days to marginalize this historic figure is over. And some want to work with him. Maybe that should be more than, maybe the governor should take note of that.
Number one.
To go willy-nilly and think you're just going to cut $2 trillion off something or $100 million off this and these ideas that Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk have clearly are not founded in any bit of reality.
What a clown. This Democrat from Nevada who's going to be the next senator there, Jackie Rosen, talking about the folly of trying to cut trillions out of our budget because we're $37 trillion in debt. They're talking about the efforts by Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk. The budget-busting team brought their private sector game to Capitol Hill, and they made some progress already and getting a lot of attention and some Democratic support. I want to bring in Adam Bowman for something different. He's an incoming special presidential envoy for hostage affairs, and we got too many of them. Bo is also a founder and CEO of Rubicon Founders, an entrepreneurial healthcare investments. Bo was also one of the Abraham Accords negotiators, former Taliban negotiator, former senior Trump administration official, and they need him once again. Adam, welcome and congratulations.
Thanks so much, Brian. It's great to be on your show.
I mean, first off, on the thing that comes to mind when you talk about hostage affairs, that is an agonizing situation. You're going to be dealing with the pain of families in America. You're going to deal with the terrorists holding them overseas in many cases, obstinate governments staring you down. Why would you put yourself in the middle of this?
So I'll tell you something. I'm working now for the toughest president, not only the toughest president, probably the toughest man with the United States behind him in the world, and that's Donald Trump. And at the end of the day, the change that you'll see, and I hope everybody saw his post on Truth Social, I'm going to use his specific words, which is there will be hell to pay if the hostages are not released, and I will help deliver that hell if that's what the president wants.
Right. When that hell, does that mean he's going to put Navy SEALs on the ground? He's going to put Green Beret on the ground?
We have lots of tools, but I will tell you, I don't know that you need force on the ground. We have some of the best air UAV assets, or not some of the best in the world. And so the president will make that decision. But at the end of the day, that does not mean troops. I think the future of modern warfare and where we focus on is in the air, in space, technology related. And I think we're a leader there. So we may not need a single person.
How many hostages do we have, roughly, being held against their will?
Across the country?
Yep.
Or, sorry, across the world?
Across the world.
So there are about 40 across the world that are technically, that are known. I would also say that people play games with hostages. I'll tell you, there's close to 200 in China. They're not all hostages, but what happens is they're not allowed to leave the country. They're not allowed to leave their home. So seems like a hostage to me.
All right. So we'll see where you go from there. I know Robert O'Brien did a great job on this, too. He ended up being national security advisors right after that. So now the latest on Israel and Hamas, and that's where we have we have, I thought we had as many as six. You said we have three Americans known alive in Gaza?
Yeah, I mean, it's always hard to know how many are alive. I will tell you there are seven Americans, whether they're dead or alive there. And I really want to spotlight an individual, one, Edan. And he is somebody that grew up in New Jersey. He, after college, his whole life in the United States, after college, went to help out in Israel. He is one of the hostages and recorded a video to President Trump. So we know he's alive. And that's exactly the kind of, and this is one of ours. It's not acceptable.
So, for example, I'm just looking now, and I know we're in between administrations, but Steve Witkoff is over, according to Fox News Digital, is confirmed to Steve Witkoff, tapped by Trump to be a diplomatic envoy to the Middle East, met with the Prime Minister Netanyahu and Qatari Prime Minister Ali Thani in late November to try to get the talks going again, to get our hostages out, and I know at least have a 60-day ceasefire. Have you been briefed on this?
Yes, of course. The moment I got the role, I got a call from Bibi. I also got a call from Sheikh Mohammed. And what you see here and what is being done, actually, you only hear, of course, the differences all the time. People love to bring up differences. But here's what I will tell you about how President Trump's administration is working under his orders is I don't care how it's done. I want them out. And I will say that everybody at senior levels, Biden or not, any of these folks, they all agree they want them out. Now, the big sea change here, because Biden's team has been trying to get them out, of course, they have good intents. The problem with the Biden administration's approach is all talk, no action. And so what's fascinating is how much change there's been just since the election, because people know that President Trump is coming in. So folks are over there collaborating because we have the same goal, but the difference maker has been the election here.
So where do you start? I mean, for example, they were in Qatar, and Qatar evidently threw out Hamas. And so they might be in Turkey. Egypt, who served as a mediator in previous rounds of talks, is now pushing a new proposal for a 60-day pause. As I mentioned, Qatar has been at least the host, sometimes playing a role. Where do you start? Like, does this get confusing to you to find out who the players are?
It doesn't. It's not confusing to me, actually, because they're the same players from when we did the Abraham Accords. So they're the exact same people I've worked. They're people that I know very well. That makes it very easy and helpful for me. You know the goods, you know the bads, you know their tricks. Everybody's got them. And so that makes it really easy for me to go in and kind of know who I can rely on. I will say the key of the Abraham Accords, the key of peace, was the president's decision to kill al Soleimani. President Trump made that decision, and many presidents before had the opportunity to do that and passed because they were worried about it. It's like moving the embassy to Jerusalem, same thing. Everybody says it, everybody's afraid. Not this president. So when he did that, he showed through force that we meant business. And that created peace. That's peace through strength. I think it's a perfect example of it. And so you start with the same people, but you give them different messages than they've been hearing this entire administration, this past one.
See, the other thing that you know better than most, Adam Bowler, now that you're doing this hostage thing, is how you get the hostages out often leads to how many hostages are taken afterwards. And if you go ahead and write that check and you give everything they want, it's great to get everybody back. We got an American home. But don't be surprised if you get up the next day and instead of two being gone, five are gone. Because it proves that taking hostages pays. How does that factor into your negotiation?
Massively. I mean, the Biden administration chose to write a check, a lot of money, for people in Iran to be released. Now, every single American should celebrate when an American is released, but that is a big problem. And I'm going to tell you something. Nobody takes Russian hostages. It's very rare. And that's because they know what happens afterward and what Russia does. Now, I'm not suggesting we do what Russia does, but I am suggesting that there needs to be a cost. And when you pay, that's a real problem. And I'm right now, for example, we, the United States, Americans, are being held by the Taliban. They're not advertised. Nobody talks about this. I think about it all. I mean, you can't not think about it. You can't not think about it with the families. And yet, what they want is a trade, a one-for-one. Well, I'm sorry. That's not how it's going to go. We're the strongest military force. You're gonna let them out, or as President Trump says, they'll be held to pay. And if they want to test it, they can test President Trump. People have, and they get blown up.
Couple of things. How many in the Taliban? How many Americans do they have, or American affiliates, or dual citizens do they have? Number one. Number two is there's reports that we're paying. The Biden administration is paying Afghanistan on a regular basis aid. And I have no idea why.
It is amazing how many people that we prop up, how much money we put without asking for anything. There are countries that we support that go to the UN and complain about the United States and vote against us all the time. And this is the people, you hear people talking about President Trump. What does he mean? What does this mean? All we are talking about is accountability. It's accountability. If we're allies, we're going to hold you accountable. If you want to take people, if the Taliban wants to take people, we're going to hold you accountable. And there are many ways to hold you accountable. I mean, we're the United States is the most powerful nation in the world. Let's start acting like it.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. But then the way we left is just so unbelievable. And I know it must be maddening because you were talking to the Taliban. And
maddening.
So I had a chance to talk to some of the higher ups in Qatar. And they would bring me inside some of these negotiations. You could dispel them if they want. And they said that the Taliban weren't interested in taking over the country. They knew that they are radioactive with most Western nations in terms of getting aid. And they wanted to do the coalition. If nothing else, they wanted aid to continue to flow in and didn't want the responsibility that goes along with governing. And it was the utter collapse and corruption of Ghani, who hopped in a helicopter with our money that we've never asked back or held him accountable for, that allowed this epic collapse that we still can't shake.
When I negotiated with the Taliban, maybe I went where you went. I went to our base in Qatar, because that's where the senior guys were. And we, the United States, has a massive base in Qatar. People don't know that either. I went, and I went to the Qatari side to meet the Taliban. And it's not that difficult of a negotiation. It's a tribal, it's what you might expect. But at least they're direct, and you can have a conversation. And I also negotiated with the Ghani Afghan government, which was a mess. Impossible to negotiate with 40 people in the negotiating room, disarray, because you had an academic that was more interested in taking money out. By the way, this is what happens in the Palestinian Authority. Talk about the worst person is Abbas. He's taken billions out, and his kids, it's like rackets if you don't pay them. It's like mafia rackets, basically. And so until you get some of these people out, you can't do anything. And the collapse, some people say, oh, it's because we were talking to the Taliban about peace. Well, I would say anybody, Democrat, Republican, whether you love or hate Donald Trump, there's no way that Donald Trump would allow us
ever, yeah,
to retreat like that, to repeat a Vietnam. Never. I think everyone believes that.
I hear you, Adam. Lastly, you have also a healthcare expertise. You've had a lot of success in that part of the economy. You knew Brian Thompson, who was just executed a few blocks from here 3 days ago?
Yeah, I know Brian fairly well. He was a Minnesota boy that started out at United and really worked his way up. Some folks don't know this, actually. He's not the CEO of the whole company. United has an insurance arm, and then it has something called Optum. And so that rolls up into another United. That's why it's confusing. United, Brian was probably the front runner for the next job. When the real CEO at some point, he was kind of the succession plan. And I will tell you, he's got his family, his young kids. He's a young guy, and a real talent. And I texted them when I had, I mean, it's like you know, we lost a shining star, and it was obviously shocking.
Hopefully we'll get an answer to what's behind this killing, although there's never any excuse. Adam, thanks so much. Congratulations. We look forward to talking to you along the way.
Thanks so much, Brian. Thanks, Chris.
You got it. Listen, we come back. I'll take your calls then. Tommy Lahren joins us in studio. Keep in mind, One Nation coming up Saturday night at 9 o'clock. Huge show. Matt Taibbi, Mike Gallagher, Michael Waltz, and so much more. And Tommy Lahren.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Not all policies will qualify. Not available in all states.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices. Just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live. Now through December 15th.
I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute. The Menendez brothers are one step closer to freedom after the Los Angeles District Attorney announced they are recommending resentencing. Eric and Lau were convicted for the 1989 murder of their parents, Jose and Kitty, and were given life without parole. But new evidence brought to light has caused George Gascon's office to reconsider.
I do believe that the brothers were subjected to a tremendous amount of dysfunction in the home. And molestation.
Because those claims of sexual abuse were not originally considered, Gascon is now asking the courts to give them a new sentence of 50 years to life and make them immediately eligible for parole. A judge would have to approve the resentencing, as well as the state parole board signing off on their release. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Anna Eliopoulos with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
Hi, Rise. A virtual world accessible on phones, computers, and tablets is becoming increasingly popular.
Hi, Rise is a platform where people can hang out, socialize, play all sorts of games. They can also build games and put them into it.
Creators within this digital realm are starting to earn extra money. The CEO of Pocket Worlds, Anton Bernstein, compared it to a more mature version of Roblox.
You can build your own game, your own experience, fully feature-rich.
While creators aren't getting rich yet, they're earning additional income.
You can make a living designing clothing, designing environments.
A secondary market where users can buy and sell virtual items is also emerging.
It's very similar to real life, right? You know, the Mona Lisa is worth a lot because it's scarce, it's a one of one, and it has an amazing story.
iRise is available on the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and for Windows and Apple computers.
We're so much an intersection of social networking and gaming that you just kind of come in and exist.
Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1972.
John Dean.
I guess I'd have to say that it was probably the
opening act of one of America's great tragedies.
I always had a hard time dealing with mother and the little girl that I was to him. To show any kind of vulnerability and security to me was not macho. It was not something that he felt I should see. So our communication was horrible.
We mourn our Israel friends, victims of this brutal assault. The Olympic flag and the flags of all the world fly at half-mast. The greater and the more important the Olympic Games become, the more they are open to commercial, political, and now criminal pressure.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk. You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The case against Hunter Biden was really politically motivated, but I also think it's true that the trial in New York for Trump, that was political as well too. Now, is that in both cases, I think a pardon is appropriate, and I really think collectively, America's confidence in these kinds of institutions have been damaged by these kinds of cases.
That is Senator John Fetterman. Every day I go, I'm probably going to take that soundbite. Every day I go, okay, that's good. I mean, on every issue, he seems to make a lot of sense more by the day. And look, I don't remember him even before his stroke being this moderate. I remember him being interviewed after Trump's first victory when they talked about him being a former mayor and things of that nature, and he's so different looking. I remember him. He never seemed to be moderate. But now I think his party's gone so far left, he feels compelled to be a rational human being. I'm looking at Gavin Newsom. He's talking about standing up for undocumented. They're illegals. Number two, San Diego mayor comes out and says, we have now, the city council pledges not to work with ICE. Really? Not even prisoners. You will not have access to our prisoners, which are illegal aliens who obviously have a problem with crime. Why would you protect them? And Charlemagne the God and other people you have to sit around and say to yourself, why are we going to run on this? We make being illegal and a criminal cool again. We like to keep our people and our citizens in trouble constantly by American criminals as well as international criminals who don't belong here. Where's the bumper sticker on that? Tommy Lahren will make sense of it, she promises.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Redding. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
But he didn't have to volunteer that lie to begin with.
I'm going to stop you for a second.
Uh-oh.
Only because you don't know that it was a lie. We don't know why he changed
his mind. You really think he just changed his mind over Thanksgiving weekend all
no,
of a sudden?
No, I'm going to tell you, at some point you get to the place where you just go, so I'm just going to follow the straight and narrow always, because that's what's expected of Democrats.
But that's their fault. They're the ones that go out there and they stand on this moral high ground.
Listen, Democrats are not a monolith.
Why can't you say when Democrats are wrong?
So Charlemagne the God's doing what Senator Fetterman's doing and some other Democrats are doing, not enough. And just saying, why, guys, snap out of it. Joe Biden just lied to you again. Our party's in tatters. Can we stop covering for terrible politicians? Whoopi Goldberg didn't get the message, but it looks like Charlemagne the God did. Not a politician, but an impactful morning show host. Has got a podcast network. Tommy Lahren, talk about impact. She has it. Host of Outkicks, Tommy Lahren, is fearless. Fox News contributor, and more importantly, going to be on One Nation this weekend. Don't ask me how I know that.
I know. I got to see you last night at the Patriot Awards.
Right.
Now we're doing radio. Then we'll do One Nation. So I've got all my Brian. I see Brian almost as much as Fox viewers see Brian.
Well, I think it might be too much. A lot of people would like bail out on the third helping. Your thought about Charlemagne going on the view in saying that.
So Charlemagne, to me, represents what is a much larger demographic, and that is black men who decided and realized in this last election that maybe they weren't going to vote for Trump, but they weren't going to vote for Kamala. So that's an interesting group of people. Now it's going to be up to Republicans to actually get them to vote Republican, but not voting for Kamala was enough, in my opinion, to swing some races or some states closer to Trump. But he's a realist, and I don't understand what stake the ladies of the View have in continuing to cover for Joe Biden.
Where do they go, though, Tommy? They have nowhere to go.
The rest of his party is throwing him out the window on the curb like trash. The rest of the party is going to distance themselves from Joe Biden. They already did it when they picked Kamala, but now with the pardon, they're all ambitious for 2028. It's going to be a feeding frenzy for that party. Nobody's going to want to attach themselves to Joe or Kamala. Those ladies, though, they don't get it. They're the last to know.
So did you see Gavin Newsom, your former governor, walk out of a meeting with his council or his state Congress, and he said, yeah, I'm going to get $80 million. We've got to fight back and make ourselves Trump-proof. And then he said this, cut 17.
We're reacting to Donald Trump's, the reality of Trump 1.0, and his assertion of what he wants to do in the second round. I think it requires us to be diligent, to focus, yes, on what happened in the past, but prepare for Trump 2.0, where his rhetoric is only heightened, and his call for retribution and revenge is pretty clear. And anyone who's not paying attention, I think, is doing so at their own peril.
So he's buried in debt. He wants to put more money to Trump-proof himself, which is make sure the illegal immigrants are protected, the homeless population continues to get funded, taxes remain high. We continue our green technology, banning or reducing access to oil and gas, not drilling. I mean, what are you looking to protect? Where's the threat there?
Right. Well, Gavin Newsom obviously wants to run in 2028, so he's already setting himself up to be like the Republican crusader. But he thinks that translates to the rest of America because he doesn't get out of Sacramento very often. But it doesn't translate to the rest of America. Kamala couldn't relate to the rest of America. Gavin certainly can't relate to the rest of America. You have a budget shortfall. You just buy what is reported a $9 million mansion that's outside of your area, by the way, because you wanted your kids to go to a better school. He doesn't connect with average Americans at all. But California is going to continue to be a failed state so long as they keep electing people like Gavin. He's got national ambitions. He's waiting for his opportunity. And right now he's just building the groundwork. But it doesn't translate outside of bubbles in L.A., bubbles in San Francisco, and bubbles in Sacramento.
So we just saw a shot of him in California in front of the wall and talking about how it's overstated the damage. Illegal immigration isn't a problem. And then San Diego, as I just told our listeners, just voted their city council to not give ICE access to their prisons or to their illegal aliens, to follow up on leads and crack down on crime.
I know
I'm looking to you for rationality, but you lived out there.
I did, which is why there's the only reason I can understand it, because California, it's like a different world. Yes, you can find your conservative areas in Orange County and other places where they're great conservatives.
Used to be San Diego, I thought.
Yes, San Diego used to be because of the military. That's changed. San Diego has become basically L.A. now with the homeless and the drugs. It's become that way. But in California, the illegal immigrant population is so baked in that it's popular to defend illegal immigrants. I don't know who's making money off of which workers where. That's probably a big part of it, but it has a lot to do with the culture of California. They love illegal immigration.
So I watched, I think it was Martha Raddatz did a feature about the illegal immigrants for years who have been picking the berries and working the farms, who have families there, and they make up 40% of the labor force. And when asked, these farmers who don't look like they're looking to break the law, he goes, I can't get anyone. He goes, what if you pay more? They still won't come. These are the people that do it. They don't complain. They work hard and we pay them. But it's got to be off the books because there's so that's, I think, a separate situation. That's probably the last group that the Trump team touches. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about criminals first, overstaying the visas second. And we looked at what happened in California in the guy who was sending ammunition in North Korea.
Right.
And from Ontario, he should have been out of here in 2012, a Chinese student who thought, why don't I stay? Pulled over a couple of times for speeding or doing some things, and they still let him go.
The number of Chinese nationals, by the way, that have come through that border is staggering. What are they doing? There's been a lot of reporting as well about illegal marijuana grows, what's going on there? Why are the Chinese coming? We don't know. But this policy of Gavin Newsom and Democrats, just let everybody in and we'll vet them after they commit a crime and we still won't turn them over to ICE. That's so California, it hurts. And that's why people are leaving California. That's why I left. And in 2020, I mean, you think that was the worst it could get with COVID, the lockdowns? No, it's gotten worse since then.
So I don't mean to give Charlemagne too much of a plug, but here's another example of a guy on the air and just saying, what are you doing, Gavin Newsom, cut 18?
I do wonder what that means, the Trump-proof a state. Like, how do you Trump-proof a state in America? Like, what happens when you need the president of the United States of America for something? You know what I mean? Like, I don't quite understand what that means.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it about the policies, because when you say things like Trump proof, you're going to end up looking like a hypocrite when, you know, you need the president for something and you all in his face smiling and cheesing the same way, you know, President Biden was after they called him a threat to democracy and all of these other things. And then he was like, welcome back, you know, when it came time for the White House, when he came. So it's like, cut it out.
So, voice of logic, he could not get over the fact that Joe Biden welcomed all smiles Donald Trump in the White House. He goes, I thought he was a fascist. I thought he was Hitler. I thought this is the end of democracy. I thought this is the last election. How could you be shaking his hand? And again, he sits there and says, practically, what are you doing? Do you know at some point you're going to have a fire that's out of control? You're going to have a mudslide? You're going to have a hurricane? You're going to have a drought? You're going to need some help. What are you thinking?
This happened before. This happened during the first Trump administration, and Gavin had to cozy up to Donald Trump. And we remember back during the primary when Gavin was debating Ron DeSantis, he actually had some more friendly things to say about Donald Trump. So this is all about Gavin getting ready for 2028. California is going to need the federal government. He's right now grandstanding for attention because there's nothing Gavin loves more than the sound of his own voice. If he could be on Fox News three times a day like you, Brian, he would be. I promise you.
He does watch. Do you get that sense? He does watch. He does know the storylines.
And I think he loves to see himself in our commentaries and on our air. I know from observing Gavin living in California. Gavin follows me on Twitter, so he's a fan of the things I say about him. But Gavin loves to be noticed and recognized, and he wants to tell the world, hey, don't forget about me come 2028, because he's going to have a couple of years where he's going to be, you know, waiting for that opportunity. So he's trying to make sure that he sucks all the air out of the room and cements his spot in the Democrat Party.
So I was talking to some of the Trump people that showed up last night, and they said one of their main focuses, and I caught me by surprise, because I never thought that that mattered that much to him. They said that we have to get a new generation of Republicans running for office. And that's the focus of why the president is shooting for people in their 30s and 40s to work for him, including the vice president. Have you sensed that? Because evidently Reagan did the same thing. You know, now it's like young, but I think 67 when he started. And he said everybody working for him was young. Peggy Noonan was talking about, yep, I was in my 20s. And now she's in her 60s or 70s, and she's an esteemed speechwriter, but she had 50 years of seeing Reagan in retrospect and living it. Do you get the sense that it suddenly matters to Trump?
It has to. We need a new generation. Trump understands that he can't run again. So as much as people want to say he's never going to leave, he knows he's going to leave. He knows he needs to leave this party in the hands of capable people, and he doesn't want it to go back to the days of Romney and McCain. He wants to make sure that the MAGA movement lives on. That's his legacy. So he needs young people to carry the torch. And whether that's J.D. Vance or Ron DeSantis or any number of these young people coming up, we do need young talent. And I think that he's cultivating that because he made it cool to be a Republican again. Mm-hmm. We saw it last night at the Patriot Awards with the Chapel Hill frat boys that held up the flag and got their award for that. There's a resurgence of this on college campuses where it's cool now not to be the green-haired, you know, Palestinian flag waver. It's actually cool to just be someone who loves your country and maybe looks and dresses normal.
All right, and I think that's going to be the focus, to try to get some, to make it cool to be conservative. And they say that's happening in Canada. And they say, you know, for a while it was cool to be Trudeau and do yoga and pretend you didn't know what a gender was or a pronoun is. And they say now there's nothing that could be further from what they want. And they evidently have 43% of the young vote to conservatives in Canada. And a lot of times that is the bellwether, not the bellwether, I would say the canary in the coal mine for America.
Right. Well, I think woke overplayed its hand. And that's what really happened with this last election. People were all in on the love and the tolerance of 2020 and BLM and George Floyd and all of this. And then it just got ridiculous. It got wild. It was, okay, now there's a quite a few men competing against women. Now the woke has gone to such an extreme where they're making up pronouns for people, and you could be a furry animal if you want, and everyone has to respect that. The left overplayed their hand. People started realizing it got a little too weird for them. They would have just dialed back their weird a little bit. They probably could have skated by, but woke got so weird that people had to swing the other way. So, and that's inspirational for me.
I have a story. I'm not sure it helps the show or not, but can I share it with you?
Sure.
I have a friend of mine opened up a health club probably 10 years ago. You know what he named it? Woke Inc. And he's not. But at one point, being woke was cool. It's like Cool Inc. And he said suddenly he realized nobody would wear his stuff. And he's like, what's going on? He goes, nobody wants to be known as woke. It's almost sarcastic. Like, if he's really, you're woke, you got to admit it. Just goes to show you how that word has been abused.
Well, we finally took back a word, because the left has been taking all of our words, and finally with woke, I think that's the best example of us taking back the word and saying, you know, you guys thought this was supposed to be some battle cry for what they said was diversity and tolerance and justice. Well, actually, it was just everything that's truly weird, and that's woke. And we took that word back to its what it actually means, and we took it from the left. They usually do it to us, so I enjoy it.
Do you know what failed? Remember when Joe Biden went out there in Philadelphia with the red behind him and he said, MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans? Republicans said to themselves, okay. Yeah, so they're MAGA Republicans. They even like the category. They sell stuff for it. And the attempt to label somebody, they embrace the label, they use it for marketing, and they just won an election.
Right.
So they must be sitting there going, how did that happen? Or who told Joe Biden to do that?
Right. Or call us garbage or deplorables. I mean, all of those things. But now people, and we see it all the time now, people, I'm garbage. I'm deplorable garbage because we're taking back those words. You want to call us all these things. That's fine. We realize how ridiculous it is. The joke is on you. The right has also taken back humor, by the way.
Right.
And this has been going on for a few years. But I think we're at our peak of taking back humor. And the joke's on them because they're all crying and screaming at the sky. And we're happy. We're enjoying ourselves. We're not cutting our hair off. It's a good time to be a Republican.
The funniest is the adaption is Let's Go Brandon. In retrospect, that will be the funniest thing ever done in derision, sarcastically, to any candidate, in my view. When we come back, a little bit more with Tommy Lahren. Tommy, are you one outnumbered today?
I am.
You are. You ready for that? Are you worried that I might be too taxing for you?
I was hoping that you would be on the couch, Brian, but they have to give you a little break.
They do. But I'm going to be taping it. We're going to be taping a show. It's going to be Saturday at 9 o'clock. Tommy Lahren's going to be there. Tommy, you got a few more minutes. She's the host of Outkick. You got to check her out. And the name of the show is Tommy Lahren is Fearless, and she is. Don't move.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade. It's that holiday time of year. Give the gift of hearing to you or a loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today. Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com. Hurry, don't miss Audion Hearing's Christmas sale live, now through December 15th.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorite president, Donald J. Trump, here to introduce something really special. You're going to love it. My new Trump watches. It's one of the best watches made. Wear it proudly on your wrist, and everyone will know what it's for, who it's for, what it represents. Get your Trump watch right now. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com. It's Trump time.
That's right. President Trump has won the election, and now he's released his official Trump watches. Celebrate this historic victory with a Trump watch that stands for strength, leadership, and winning. But don't wait, because these limited edition watches won't be around for long. Go to GetTrumpWatches.com now to get your Trump watch before they're gone. It's an easy URL to remember, GetTrumpWatches.com. Don't miss your chance to own a piece of history. Go now to GetTrumpWatches.com and get your watch today. This ad paid for by the Best Watches on Earth, LLC. See GetTrumpWatches.com for details. Trump watches are not intended for investment purposes. Hurry! Go now to GetTrumpWatches.com.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. Will Kane had you covered this election.
Brett Baer joins us now. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy joining us on The Will Kane Show. Tommy Lahren joins us now.
It's the new must-listen podcast in America.
I think sanity, I'm hoping, is going to win today.
What they did was the biggest miscarriage of democracy, I think, in my lifetime.
I see a victory for Donald Trump. I see a victory for America.
The Will Kane Show. Listen and watch now at WillKaneShow.com.
It is time to take the quiz.
5 days a week, it's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
In the Christmas classic, It's a Wonderful Life, which lead character says the line, "Stay brainless, don't you know where coconuts come from?"
Never saw it.
George Bailey.
How'd you do exactly? These get tougher, so hang on.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox. Thank you for taking the quiz.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News correspondent and New York Times best-selling author. Join me for my brand new podcast, Searching for Heroes. Every Sunday, I'll speak with a few silent but noteworthy heroes, everyday people who illuminate stories of compassion and are true embodiments of heroism. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Kilmeade Show.
Oh, I got another question for you. You recognize this photo?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Was that the remembrance of September 11th?
It was.
Was it in New York?
It was at Ground Zero.
Okay. Who's usually at an event like this closest to the President of the United States, security-wise?
The SAC of the detail.
Special agent in charge of the detail. Were you the special agent in charge of the detail that day?
Actually, let me address this. Could you please, staff, leave that? Oh, no, leave that one up with the circle around me. Thank you. So actually, Congressman, what you're not seeing is the sack of the detail off out of the picture's view. And that is the day where we remember the more than 3,000 people that have died on 9/11. I actually responded to Ground Zero. I was there going through the ashes of the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
I was there at Fresh Kills.
Do you know where this is heading?
Wow.
So here we go. Ronald Rowe, he wants to stay on at the Secret Service, you would assume. He took over, and he wants to show that he's on the job as they go over what went wrong in Butler. And that is Congressman Pat Fallon, who here he is, the Texan. Here he's now, this gets ramped up a little bit. So Fallon wants to know, why are you doing there to be seen with both presidents, with Trump, with Biden, Mayor Bloomberg? Why are you in that shot? You should be running this event. You should be doing Secret Service. You shouldn't be making this a photo op. So listen, cut 28.
I'm not asking you that. I'm asking
there,
you,
Congressman.
Were you the special agent in charge?
To show respect
you not.
For a Secret Service
a
member that died on 9/11.
Oh, that you're trying to be.
Do not invoke 9/11 for political purposes.
Oh, I'm not. I'm invoking this.
You point. Are, sir.
Gentlemen,
and you are out
gentlemen.
Of line.
I would like to ask him a question.
Please. You are order. Out of line.
So he said, you got to follow up, and then he went ballistic. Your thoughts?
Well, listen, I love to watch reality television, and with each passing day, it seems like we're getting more reality television out of Washington, D.C., so I enjoy it for entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure what the American people got out of that, but I think it's a point to be made. I mean, why are you trying to get a photo op? Are you just trying to give the appearance that you're taking this seriously so people see you? Maybe that makes them feel more comforted. Maybe that's your rationale behind it, is you want to be a forward-facing person that shows accountability. Maybe that's the motivation. But, you know, again, when you get that angry, it sounds like maybe there's something there.
I have two things with this, Tommy. Number one, Pat Fallon wasn't in charge then, but the other person that was in charge, that woman, when she came out and was asked, she said the ceiling was too sloped, you couldn't get anyone up there. It was a flat-out lie.
Yeah. Right?
So then she goes and testifies and won't answer any questions. And they tell her to step aside. She goes, fine. This is a story there. Why did she step aside? Why did she sarcastically answer those questions? Why did she get a pass? President almost gotten killed, or was that the objective? Jill put her there, and Jill got all the...
Yeah.
The other two is, I feel like this is January 6th. You can't tell me anything new about this. I want to know about the assassin.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we know anything about the assassin?
Right.
And who is he? Why aren't people curious? No, that's not what his job. The Secret Service is not to investigate that after. That's the FBI. That's another reason why Christopher Wray has to be done. Why don't we know as much about him as we do Lee Harvey Oswald?
Yeah, we know relatively nothing about Thomas Crooks, and we haven't heard a whole lot about the second assassin either that was caught at Mar-a-Lago trying to take a shot at the president from the bushes of a golf club. We know very little, but yet when somebody who, you know, maybe fits the narrative that the left would like to explore more, we know everything, we know every detail. You know, I'm still waiting for the Nashville Trans Shooters Manifesto. We don't know that. Why are some people protected by this FBI and this DOJ? And why are some people, their whole lives are just exploited for fodder for our curiosity, but others are protected? You know, it makes you wonder.
The master of the rhetorical question. Thank you, Tommy. We're going to watch you on Outnumbered.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.